त्रयम् सुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जयम् नतिलीला प्रवेश विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंद गोड़ी वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिलहरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామగుండ రాధాగుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి వృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గో ప్రేమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువన్ గౌరాంగ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మిలితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టాం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మహ్యం దదాది సుపదాంబికం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణలలితాం శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవీం గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణీ నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశధారిణీ నమామి విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తిసిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీతి నామినే శ్రీవర్షభానవిదేవి దైదాయ కృపాబ్దయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమ మాధుర్యోజ్వల ప్రేమాద్య శ్రీరుగానుగ భక్తిద శ్రీగౌరకరుణా శక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనతారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధావ సిద్ధాంత ద్వంద్వహారిణి నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబర సాంబోధే పాదాంబుజాయ నమ నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామినే గౌరశక్తిస్వరూపాయ రూపనోగవరాయతే గౌరావిర్భవ భూమేస్తుం నిర్దేష్టా సజ్జన ప్రియ వైష్ణవ సర్వభౌమ శ్రీ జగన్నాథాయ నమ వంశకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం భావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్వశే నమ పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తసాత్వికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంద రాధాకాంద నమోస్తుతే సురదౌపాంగోర్మమ మందమదీర్ఘది మత్సర్వస్వదాంభోజౌ రాధా మదనమోహనౌ దివ్యబృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాదౌ శ్రీమన్రత్నాకర సింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీశ్రీమన్రాధాశీల గోవిందదేవో ప్రేష్టాళిభిః సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి శ్రీమన్రాసరసారంభి వంశీవటతటస్థిత కృషన్ వేణుస్సునీర్గోభేర్గోవినాథాశ్రీయస్తు తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుదే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Parthaya Pradibodhidam Bhagavatam Narayanena Swayam Vyasena Graditam Purana Muninam Madhye Mahabharatam Advaitamrata Varshini Bhagavati Ashtadashadhyayini Ambatva Manusandadami Bhagavad Gita Bhavadveshini Namostu Devyasa Vishala Buddhe Kullara Vindaya Davatra Netram Yena Tvaya Bharata Daila Purna Prajwalido Jnanamaya Pradiva Prabandha Parijadaya Totra Vetraika Vanaye Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gita Amrita Duhe Nama Sarva Uparishadu Gavo Dugdha Gopala Nandana Partho Valsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gita Amritam Mahat Vasudeva Sudam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devagi Paramanandam Krishnam Mande Jagadgurum Bhishma Dronadana Jayadrata Jala Gandhara Nirol Pala Shalyagrahavadi Krupena Mahani Karnena Vela Kula Ashwathama Vigarna Ghora Magara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Kaluvanda Vairanadi Kaivartaga Keshavam Parashadya Vajasaroja Mamalam Nidartha Gandhul Katamana Khyanaga Kesaram Harikatha Sambhodana Bodhidam Logai Sajjana Shalpadaira Haraha Pemiyamanam Muda Uya Bharata Pankaja Kalimala Pradhum Sinashreyase Mugam Karodi Vajalam Pangam Lankayate Girim Yal Kruvatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marudas Tanvandi Divyai Savair Vedai Sangapadair Krama Upanishadair Gayandiyam Samagaha Yana Vastita Tadgadena Manasa Pashyandiyam Yogino Yasyandam Navidusura Suraganai Devaya Rasmai Nama Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda
Uddhava Vacha Sudushcharami Mamani Yogajaryaman Altmana Yadanjasapuman Siddhil Tanme Bruhyanjasachudam Prayasha Pundari Gacha Yunchando Yogino Mana Vishidandi Asamathanam Mano Nigrahagarshidaham Adhadamananda Nukham Padam Bujam Hamsashrayeran Naravinda Lojanam Sukhamna Vishweshwara Yoga Karma Bhirtun Maya Yami Vihadana Manina Kim Chitramachuda Tavaita Dashesha Bandho Daseshu Ananya Sharaneshu Yadalma Satvam Yo Rojayal Sahamrgai Swayamishwaranam Shrimal Kirida Tadapidida Padapidha Tam Tvakila Alpadaideshwara Ashridanam Sarvarthadam Sugrada Vidrusite Sujayeda Konu Kova Bajel Kimabi Bismudaye Nibhutyai Kimba Bhavenatava Padre Joju Shamna Nevo Bayandya Bajitim Kavayastavesha Brahma Yusha Bikrata Murdhamuda Smaranda Yo Andarbahi Tanuprada Ashubham Vitunven Acharya Chaitya Babusha Sugadim Vinakti Shri Shukavacha Ityuddhavena Tyanirukta Chetasa Prishto Jagal Kreetanaga Swashakti Bhi
ഗൃഹീതമൂർത്തിത്രയം ഈശ്വരേശ്വരോ ജഗാദ സപ്രേമ മനോഹരസ്മിത. ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച: ഹന്തദേ കഥയിഷ്യാമി മമ ധർമാൻ സുമംഗളാൻ യാൻ ശ്രദ്ധയാചരൻ മർത്യോ മൃത്യും ജയതി ദുർജയം. കുര്യാൽ സർവാണി കർമാണി മദർത്ഥം ശനകൈ സ്മരൻ മയ്യർപ്പിത മനശ്ചിത്തോ മദ്ധർമാത്മമനോരഥി. ദേശാൻ പുണ്യാൻ ആശ്രയേത മൽഭക്തൈ സാധുഭീ ശ്രിതാൻ ദേവാസുരമനുഷ്യേഷു മൽഭക്താചരിതാനിജ. പൃഥക് സത്രേണ വാ മഹ്യം പർവയാത്രാ മഹോത്സവാൻ കാരയിൽ ഗീതനൃത്യാദ്യേർ മഹാരാജവിഭൂതിവീ. മാമേവ സർവഭൂതേഷു ബഹിരന്തരഭാവൃതം ഈക്ഷേദാത്മനി ചാത്മാനം യഥാഖം മമലാശയ. ഇതി സർവാണി ഭൂതാനി മദ്ഭാവേന മഹാദ്യുതേ സഭാജയന്മന്യമാനോ ജ്ഞാനം കേവലമാശ്രിതാഃ. ബ്രാഹ്മണേ പുൽക്കസേസ്തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മണ്യർക്കേ സ്ഫുലിംഗകേ അക്രൂരേ ക്രൂരകേ ചൈവ സമദൃക് പണ്ഡിതോ മത. നരേഷ്വഭീഷണം മൽഭാവം പുംസോ ഭാവയതോ ചിരാൽ സ്പർദ്ധ അസൂയ തിരസ്കാര സാഹങ്കാരാ വിയന്തിഹി. ഉദ്ധവ സേസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ദാറ്റ് ഗിവ് മീ എ സിംപിൾ ഓപ്ഷൻ, എ സിംപ്ലസ്റ്റ് മെത്തേഡ് ടു ഗെറ്റ് ഓവർ ദിസ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് ദാറ്റ് ഈവൻ ദോ ദർ ആർ സോ മെനി ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ഷൻസ് ഇൻ ദി വേദിക് ലിറ്ററേച്ചർ, സ്റ്റിൽ വി വിൽ ആസ്ക്, വി വിൽ സ്റ്റിൽ ഹാവ് ദിസ് നേച്ചർ ഓഫ് ആസ്കിംഗ്, can you make it a little simpler for us? So whatever you may say at the end, people want to make it as simple as possible. That's our nature, isn't it, to make it simple, as simple as possible. So it will come like that. So Krishna is saying there at that time, if you want a simple process like that, and if you want to see in everyone Krishna's presence in everybody, then I can tell you a process, he said. I can tell you that process. Visrjyed, Krishna says. Look at that verse. Krishna's answer was Visrjyed. Visrjya, he says. Visrjya means give up. Give up what? All those who are too proud and too much on the platform of ego, avoid them. Visrjya, give up them. And keep them at a distance. Don't get closer with them. Often, this problem will come from the relatives. It is from them that this issue has come. Because relations who are normally very proud, and they will come around you and say, I am this, I am that. And they will keep reminding you of your bodily connection with them. That's what they do. Is it not? Average person on the street don't cause this problem because he knows he has no bodily identity connection with you. But relations, they can do this. They will bring you to this relationship issue. That means they will drag you down to the bodily identity. Therefore, Krishna is saying, keep them at a distance. That does not mean that you have to completely ignore them. But be conscious of this, what they are doing to you, that they are connecting, relating with you through the body, and that bodily identification can get stronger. So therefore, he is saying that keep this distance with them and keep equal relationship with everybody, samabhavam. Dusarjas mayamanan swan drisham vridancha daihigim praname dandavad bhumav asha chandala khokharam. Krishna is saying there, drisham vridancha daihigim. Drisham vridancha daihigim means that looking at each other through the body, that is the problem with the relations, is it not? They will remind you all the time that bodily relationship. Drisham vridancha daihigim. So give up that looking at others through the bodily relationship. Try to forget that. Krishna says, forget that connection with others through the body. Give up that. Then because when you look at it like that, you'll start seeing he is a greater person, he is not so important. He is important, he is not so important. And he is big, he is small. All these identities, Krishna is saying, give up all that and fall down and pay obeisances to them. Obeisances to them. Because Uddhava says, whom should we pay my obeisances? Whom should I pay my obeisances? Because normally, only you will pay obeisances to someone who is on a higher platform or highly qualified. To such a person, it's possible to pay your obeisances. So at that time, Krishna is saying there, it is not like that, Uddhava. You have to change that attitude. Normally, in the society, when you see a higher qualified person or a person on a higher level, you obviously offer respects to them. Krishna is saying, give up that understanding because Ashwa Chandala Ghokharam. He says, the dog, the cow, the Chandala, the Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or without any, practically any discrimination, this person, that person, ass or a donkey, whoever it may be, fall down and pay your obeisances to them. So, because you are not allowed to look at that person or look at that entity as a brahmana or as a donkey or as a chandala, that thought should not develop in our mind. That thought even should not develop in our mind. That's why he is saying there, praname dandavad bhumau. He says that there is a thought about this, that Uddhava was quite an older person, same age as Krishna, which means about 120 or 125, closer to that. And we know very well that by 58, 60 years old, practically getting up and getting down and all that, it's getting very, very difficult. The back is aching. The body is giving trouble, the knees are causing problems. So, by 60, 70 years, you are feeling that. And Krishna is saying to Uddhava, who is 120 years plus, telling him that praname dandavad bhumav asha chandala ghokharam. So, how difficult that is, isn't it, for Uddhava to do that now, at this stage? So, Krishna says to Uddhava, again and again, pay your obeisances, Uddhava. Praname dandava bhumo asya chandala ghogaram. How long this has to be done, isn't it? So how long this has to be done? This was so that is why you will see the answer for that in the next verse. Yavat sarveshu bhudeshu malbhavo nopajayate tavadeva upasidam vangmanakaya vrittibhi. Yavat sarveshu bhudeshu malbhavo nopajayate tava eva deva upasida vangmanakaya vrittibhi. It has to be done, Krishna says. It has to be done. Because when you look at others, yaval sarveshu bhudeshu malbhavo nopajayate.
till you start feeling my presence in every living being, this has to be done. Till you see Krishna's presence in every living being, till then you have to carry on doing this. Which one? The 16th verse. Praname dandavad bhumau asya chandala khokharam. So, now to pay your obeisances and after that to get up from there itself is difficult. So Krishna is saying, don't look at anybody, just pay your obeisances. That means from now on, simply paying obeisances always. Once you pay your obeisances, don't get up from there. Always in that state, to be on the floor, always. Because people will keep coming and you don't have to get up. You just keep stay in that state. Why is it spoken like this? To remove that ahankaram from inside. To remove that pride from inside. Whatever it may be, people have generally a little hesitation to pay obeisances inside. So, how to pay obeisances, that you will think about this and you will stay like that. So, therefore, rishis found out this process. Keep on paying your obeisances to others. In that way, by doing that, let that ego go away from inside. Ahankaram inside, let that disappear from inside. So, if you keep paying obeisances to others, then ahankaram will disappear from inside. Because, if, as Krishna says there, yaval sarveshu bhudeshu madbhavo nopajayate, that means, if in everybody, if you start seeing madbhavam, madbhavam means Krishna's presence there in everyone, then you may not have to pay obeisances anymore. Till you feel that in everyone there is presence of Krishna is experienced, and when one is able to recognize Krishna's presence in everyone, after that it is not necessary. Yaval sarveshu bhudeshu madbhavo nopajayate. Till you don't feel that, it has to be done. Because when you feel Krishna's presence in everybody, then everything you are experiencing as Krishna's presence is experienced there. And unless, if you don't have any particularly any attachment to the body or identification with the body, and you are not feeling any strong bodily identity, then namaskaram or paying obeisances, that is possible. But if there is identity with the body, it cannot be done. So, in a normal way, Krishna is saying, by developing this consciousness, which one? Yaval sarveshu bhudeshu madbhavam. That Krishna's presence, when one is able to acknowledge and recognize in everybody, then vangmana kaya vrittibhi. Krishna is saying that madbhava tavadeva upasida vangmana kaya vrittibhi, which means that through the words, through the mind, all one should pay obeisances. Through the words, through the mind, and also with the body. Vang manasa kayam. Vang means the words, manasa is mind, and kaya means with the body. And continuously surrender like that. So, in that way, if you do that continuously, after a while, when the tattvam is clear, Krishna tattvam is clear, at that time, tripudi, what is inside us, that is, tripudi means, tripudi means that there is pride inside us, that abhimanam or ahankaram inside, it will go and dissolve itself in the soul. It will go and dissolve itself in the chit shakti or in the soul. And at that time, once ahankaram has gone and dissolved in the self, then this tripudi will go. What is the tripudi here? The person I am seeing, the object I am seeing and the process of seeing. This is called tripudi. This tripudi will go. That is when you know that my ahangaram has completely disappeared. When the ahangaram goes and completely dissolves in the self through the process of inquiry by offering these obeisances in this way, when the ahangaram completely disappears, tripudi will disappear. Tripudi will disappear. Tripudi means at the moment we are seeing, I am seeing, there is an object whom I am seeing, and there is a process of seeing. This is the three things. The person who is seeing, and the object he is seeing, and the process of seeing. All these three things will disappear. There is no more the person who is seeing. There is no more the process of seeing. There is no more the object of seeing. They have all turned into one. They have all turned into one. Tripudi has disappeared. That is what Krishna is saying here. Yaval sarveshu bhuteshu malbhavo nopajayate tavadeva upasitam vangmanakaya vrittibhi. Vangmanakaya vrittibhi. So, when tripudi goes away, when tripudi disappears, that means the ahangaram is completely gone. It has gone and dissolved itself in the atma. So, when that goes away, then what will happen? Sarvam brahma alpagam tasya vidya alpa manishaya paribhashyan ubarame sarvado mukta samshaya. 18th verse. Sarvam brahma alpagam tasya vidyayalpamanishaya paribhashyan ubarame sarvado mukta samshaya. Krishna is saying here, sarvam brahmalpagam tasya, then vidyayalpamanishaya paribhashyan ubarame sarvado mukta samshaya. Whoever uses this technique or this process very well in their life, for him what will happen? Sarvam brahmalpagam tasya. For him, he will see everything as Brahman. And for him, everything is Brahman. That means through the knowledge of the self, Alpajnanam. And when he is seeing everything as Brahman, then Paribhashyan Ubaramed. Paribhashyan Ubaramed. Then doubts have gone away and he has withdrawn from there. Paribhashyan Ubaramed. That means he has withdrawn from the world and he has withdrawn inwards. Withdrawn inwards. So, that is what Krishna is saying here. That I am he. Paribhashyan ubaramed sarvado mukta samshaya. Krishna is saying to Uddhava, Uddhava, you have asked me, you want a practical and a simple way of doing this. Whatever Krishna has spoken before, when Uddhava said it is very difficult, and again Uddhava asked, Sudushcharam imam manye, yogacharyam anatmana, the first verse. Uddhava says to Krishna, give me a simple process and a practical one, which I can follow, he said. Then Krishna is saying here, the easy process you have asked me before, this is that easy process. Which one? Praname dandavad bhumav asha chandala ghokharam. That is the easy process. If you do not want the other one, if you can't do the other thing, this is an easier process for you. Krishna says to Uddhava. So, if you can apply this practically in life, right now here itself, you will get released. You will be released from this bondage. You don't have to perform any meditation. You don't have to engage in any kind of hearing the Shastram. You don't have to reflect on the Shastram. You don't have to do any other sadhana. Nothing is necessary. And only thing is that inside this anusandhanam, that I am Brahman, even that you don't have to do. But all you have to do is everything what you perceive or come to experience in this world only as a manifestation of Krishna. Krishna's presence, if you are able to recognize in everybody, then you don't need anything else. For which Krishna is saying to Uddhava, praname dandavad bhumav asha chandala ghokharam. That means that differences must go from inside. he is big, he is small, he is higher, he is lower, he is good, he is bad, without looking into any of those differences, able to offer obeisances to everyone on an equal level. If that can be done, Krishna says, you can free yourself from this material existence. So that is how Krishna's practical solution to the problem to Uddhava. Because Uddhava asked the question that all these processes, what you have tried, is very, very difficult. I have seen many yogis who have tried this. Even they find it very hard to get over this problem. All problems Uddhava mentioned to Krishna. And give me something very simple and practical. So at that time, this was what Krishna has given to Uddhava. He says to him, continuously pay your obeisances inside and outside, and continuously surrender inside. Continuously surrender inside. Let anybody walk over you in this world. And no matter, Tulya Ninda Sudhir Mauni, in the Bhakti Yoga chapter, Krishna will say this. Tulya Ninda Sudhir Mauni Sandushto Yena Kena Chil. Anigeda Sinamadir Bhakti Manme Priyo Nara. One verse in the Bhagavad Gita, you will see this. That Tulyam, that equality, that no matter what happens, Tulya Ninda Sudhir Mauni Sandushto Yena Kena Chil. Anigeda Sinamadir Bhakti Manme Priyo Nara. That is a devotee who is very dear to me, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. One who is not disturbed over when being offended or insulted or criticized, or when somebody glorifies him or praises him. Tulyam, equal vision has come to him. Let them criticize or condemn you or criticize you, whatever it may be, or glorify you. In all situations, able to withdraw oneself and surrender to the Antaryami inside. So, Uddhava says to Krishna, is that possible to do like that? Krishna says, if you can do it, do it. You ask me for a practical method. I've given you the practical solution to the problem. He said, and this is the practical way of doing it. This is the practical solution to the problem. Let your pride go away from inside. That ahankaram inside, let that go completely. That's why he's saying there. So you see that? I am he sarvakalpanam. 19th verse. Sadrichino matomama. He says, Sadrichino matomama means, this is the direct process. This is the direct process. Do you want that? He says. It's a practical one. It's a direct process. And Uddhava says, if I do this, the whole world will take advantage of me. They will run over me. They will completely exploit me in every situation. Krishna says, so what? Let it go. But you will get something higher than all that things. You are not able to give up on your own. You find it difficult. So if you lose everything in this world, let it go. But you will get that experience of the self. Experience of the self. And that's why he's saying there, Sarvam brahmatmakam tasya. Vidyaya Atma Manishaya Paribashan Ubaramed Sarvado Mukta Samshaya. That Sarvam Brahmatmakam Tasya. Sarvam Brahmatmakam. That realization you will get from this. You will lose everything. You may lose everything in this world. But you will ultimately get that Sarvam Brahmatmakam Tasya, like the Bhikshu had. Remember? Bhikshu got that at the end. He realized it, that nobody in this world, everyone offended him. Everybody criticized him. Everybody cursed him. And completely ignored him. But he did not take that. Instead, what did he do? He came above all that. And he started seeing from inside, in a different way. Nayam janome sugadukha hedu na devadalpa grahakarma kalam manaparam karana mamanandi samsara chakra parivartaye bhul. This realization came to him at that point. isn't it? So that's exactly what Krishna is saying here. So you see, sarvam brahmalpagam tasya vidyayalpamanishaya paripashyan uparamet sarvado mukta samshaya ayam hi sarvakalpanam sadrijino mato mama malbhava sarvabhudeshu mano vakaya vrutibhi
nahyango bakrame dvamso madharma siddhavanu dharmasyodhavanu abhi maya vyavasita samyak nirgunatvad anashisha nirgunatvad anashisha.
That Uddhava, Krishna is saying,
Krishna is calling Uddhava that
Anga. Anga means very dear to me in that way. In a very friendly way, Krishna is calling Uddhava Anga. That in executing this dharmam, what is spoken here, say halfway, you couldn't complete that process and realize it total in this life. But halfway, you have lost it. You couldn't take it further from there. Or, if you feel that halfway, this realization, you have lost it. You was not able to continue with it forever. If that happens, you are not going to lose anything. Krishna is saying that tattva-nishtha, that means tattva-nishtha means getting fixed up in that truth without being affected by the modes of nature. That establishment in the truth, you will not lose that. That means if one has endeavor in this direction, and somewhere in the halfway, perfection did not happen to him. But somewhere in the halfway, he has lost it. He could not further proceed with that, because that can happen. Why? Say, for example, Uddhava is an older person now. Say the body gets sick, or unable to pursue his spiritual life further. If that happens, that's what Krishna is referring to. There's nothing lost, he said. Whatever you have developed in this life, you are not going to lose that. That is a guarantee Krishna is saying here. So he says there that yo mai pare dharma kalpyade nishphalaya chet tada ayaso nirarthasyal bhayade rivasatama. He says, hey Satama, Krishna says to Uddhava that just like
Bhayade Riva Satama, yo mai pare dharma kalpyade nishphalaya chel tadayaso nirarthasyal
Bhayade Riva Satama. Bhaya means fear and sometimes distress also with that. Even that, if that is offered to Krishna, when fear develops or any kind of distress that is coming from that, if that is offered to Krishna, even that will benefit a person in Bhagavata Dharma. What does that mean? It means that, say, life experience, people get distressed sometimes. Some distress comes. Or some fear comes in life. Even in that situation, if it is accepted in the Bhagavata Dharma way, which means that this fear and this distress that I am experiencing at the moment is purely due to the Antaryami wants it that way to happen. If you develop that approach towards that fear or towards that distress, then even that fear and the distress can become a helping method in the Bhagavata Dharma. These are all emotions inside, is it not? Fear, distress. They are emotions inside. Even they can be converted into developing Bhagavata Dharma in life. That is what Krishna is pointing out there. that even they are not. Normally when fear or distress develops, we become fearful. We become very distressed in life, is it not? So even they, that if you offer that, the results that is coming from that is fear and distress. For some reason in life, some fear developed in the heart, or some distress developed in the heart. Even if that is offered to Krishna, Krishna is saying here, it will benefit you in the Bhagavata Dharma. And because that is why, if you remember, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, there is a verse there. Dharma Projita Kaidavotra Paramo Nurmatsaranam Sadam. What does that mean? It means, who is Krishna? You can see there. Then, Esha Buddhimadam Buddhir. 22nd verse. Esham Buddhimadam Buddhir. Mani Ishaja Mani Shinam. Yel Satyam Anudeneha. Martyena Atnodi Mamratam. So, Krishna's point is, who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? Tattvam is spoken here. Who is Krishna? That what should an intelligent person do? That is what Krishna is saying here. What is he saying? This life is amrutam. Amrutam means it is a false thing. It lasts for a short period of time, first thing. Therefore, it is false. Because it lasts only for a very short period of time, 60, 70 years, whatever it may be, therefore it is a false thing. This life is a false thing. Life is a false thing. And because it is meant for a temporary period, because it's temporary, it is false. So when you are in that state, you should look for hridam, not anhridam. That truth which is hridam, and which is our pure identity of the Atma, pure consciousness. If you can go and get that identity when you are in this false state, in this false state in the body, temporary body, material body, which lasts only for a short period of time, at this time, if you can get back your original, truthful and pure identity of the self, after that, if you can leave the body, that's your success. That's the point, what he's making there. Yo yo, yesham buddhimadam buddhir. Buddhimadam buddhir. Among the intelligent, the most intelligent person is that one. Manishija, manishacha manishinam. Manisha means one who has got vision, proper vision. Among them, among the people who have got vision, he has got the correct vision. Esham buddhimadam buddhir manishacha manishinam. Manishacha manishinam. So, or those who have got the proper discriminative power, the correct right discrimination is this. And the one who is clever among all the clever people, he is the one who is most clever. Who?
Esham buddhimadam buddhir manishacha manishinam.
What is that?
Yal satyam anurde neha. Martyenapnodi mamratam.
To pick out, to pull out this truth from the false. Everything is false now. The body is a false thing. The world is a false thing. And we have fallen into this network of falsity of the body, temporary life, temporary experiences, and misleading world, misleading influences, everything. In the middle of all this anurtham, falsity, if you can pull out and pick that satyam from that, the truth from that,
yel satyam anurdeneha
martyenapnodi ma amrutam, that he is the person who has succeeded in his mission here, in his mission here, in his life, in this world. This is Krishna's statement.
Esha buddhimadam buddhir manishaja manishinam. Yel satyam anurdeneha martyenapnodi mamratam. Martyenapnodi mamratam.
Krishna saying that with this temporary material body, which itself is a false thing, and while you are in this association with the falsity of this material body and falsity of the world, in the middle of all this, if you are able to come to this understanding of realizing who you are or your identity, if you are getting it back to you, then if you get yourself back, then that is the success. That is the success. After that, and that means come back to your satyam or hritam.
Yet satyam anudeneha martena apnodi mamadam. Yet satyam.
Satyam is hritam. Anudam means false. So, in the middle of all this falsity, you have to pick out the satyam, the truth, and get back to our pure identity of our atma, of the self. And after that, you can leave the body. Krishna says, after that, you can leave the body. So,
Esha de abhihida krishna brahmavadasya sangraha samasa vyasa vidhina devanam api durgamaha. Esha de abhihida krishna brahmavadasya sangraha samasa vyasa vidhina devanam api durgamaha.
What I have spoken is Brahmavidya, Krishna is saying. Brahmavidya or knowledge of the Upanishads, Upanishad Vidya.
Or Brahmavidya,
which is even difficult for the demigods to realize due to their happiness there. They find it difficult. In that happy state, it is difficult to realize all these things. When one is, we can see even with a little happiness in this world, even whatever we have got, in the middle of all these miseries, we got a little happiness, that's enough for us to take us away from spiritual life. Is it not? So the same thing. So if you imagine, suppose you are living in an extremely happy state, like the demigods do. In that state, what possibility? They can't have it, Krishna says. Even they can't have this Brahmavidya. They can't have this Upanishad Vidya because of their disposition, how they are in their state. So Krishna is saying here, I have spoken that Brahmavidya in a very condensed form. In a very condensed form. But, samasa vyasa vidhinam, in summary and in an expanded form, but very precisely I have spoken. Samasa vyasa vidhinam, he says here. And, in a condensed form and in an expanded form, I have spoken, which is in the, throughout the Uddhavadesham. It's like that. I have spoken. And also, anvaya vedrekam. Both ways I have spoken. Anvayam and Vedrekam I have spoken. And I have also spoken in a summarized form and in an expanded form. And it is impossible even for the demigods to have this. To have this. They can't have it, Krishna says. Because that's what happens. When too much happiness is given, then this mind won't equally take it. It is not possible for that.
So that is what he is saying here. Abhishna shaste gadidam jnanam vispashta yuktimal yedad vijnayam ucheda purusho nashta samshaya.
Purusho nashta samshaya. Krishna is saying that this knowledge I have spoken to you.
Gadidam jnanam vispashtam yuktimad.
In a very precise way and with all logic I have spoken to you.
Spashta yuktimad. Vispashta yuktimad. And
if this knowledge gets in to one, then what will happen?
Yadad vijnaya mucheda
purusho nashta samshaya. He will never have any more doubts about the truth. He won't have any more doubts in, cannot have any more doubts after that, he says. So, that means once you have known this, then all the doubts has gone from inside. Means he is liberated. He is free. He is free after that. Krishna is saying there. Once this has gone in, this knowledge is inside, then he is free. Provided the knowledge has to go inside and it has to be practiced and realized in that way. So,
after this, Krishna is saying that more or less,
the instructions are over.
And he's saying here, Suviviktam tava prasnam
mayaita tadavidharayel sanatanam brahma guhyam param brahmadi gacchadi ya edan mama bhakteshu sampradadhyar supushkalam tasyaham brahma dayasya dadam altmanam altmana. Ya edal samadhiyida pavitram paramam shuchi sapuyeda hara harmam yana deepena darshayan. Yana deepena darshayan. So, there,
Krishna is saying
that this knowledge, what I have given you, instructed you, one who, this knowledge is Brahman, Sanatana Brahman. It is, knowledge is eternal, and this is the knowledge of the Brahman, Brahma Vidya. Whoever hears this seriously, whoever hears this seriously, and Shravanam, proper Shravanam, who does that, and one who scrutinizes it very well, Mananam, one who uses his mind and intelligence to analyze it and scrutinize it very well, Mananam, and then he will realize the truth, and then he has to do the Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam means that realization, what has come from that Mananam, that should be taken as a permanent thing inside and established there. And one who does this, and one who gives that to others, one who does that, and one who gives that to those who are also aspiring for that, to them I give them myself, Krishna says. To them I give them myself, he says. Krishna says, in his particular life, he says, I offer him the way to come back to me, to come back to me. Practically, he becomes a channel for others to realize the truth. He becomes a channel for others to realize the truth. Dadami Atman Atman, he says there, Dadami Atmanam Atmana. See that verse 26. He's saying here, Ya evan mama bhakteshu sampradadyat supushkalam tasyaham brahma dayasya dadami altmanam altmana. Dadami altmanam altmana means that he becomes a channel for others to come back to me. He becomes a channel. Who has heard this, who has reflected on this, and who has realized it, that person. He becomes a channel for others. So, and then he is saying there that this knowledge, Ya edat samadhida pavitram paramam shuchi sapuye rahara harmam yana deepena darshayan. Whoever studies this seriously, and it says sapuye rahara harmam, then day by day he will get purified. Whoever is studying Ekadasha Skandam, particularly the Uddhavopadesham, day by day he will get purified, and inside him this knowledge will start burning like a light. It will start working inside him like a light. Jnana, that's what it is. Jnana Deepena Darshayan. You will see this knowledge in him working like a lamp burning inside. Jnana Deepam. The light of knowledge, you will notice that in him happening. And day by day he will get purified, one who is studying this seriously. Then he is saying that
Ye edat shraddhaya nityam avyagra kshanaya nara mai bhaktim para kurvan karmabhir nasa bhadyade.
So one who is hearing this carefully with seriousness, he will not get bound by karmam anymore. Karmam, he will get free from karmam. Karmam cannot bind him anymore. Krishna says there, after saying this, like a child, Krishna is treating Uddhava and saying to him that like you touch the children's cheek, in the same way Krishna is saying to Uddhava, as though he is touching Uddhava's cheek, asking him like this, that what was that? Apyuddhava Toya Brahmam Sakhe Samavadharitam Apite Vigadomoha Shogaschasau Manobhava Apyuddhava Toya Brahma Sakhe Samavadharitam Apite Vigadomoha Shogaschasau Manobhava. Have you realized now what I have spoken so far? In a very friendly way, Krishna is asking this to Uddhava. Sakhe. Krishna is saying, Sakhe. Sakha. Friend, in that sense. Has the hankering and lamentation, everything has gone from inside after hearing all these things? He said. So, you can see Krishna is expecting that Uddhava is free from all the hankering and lamentation after hearing all these things. Has it left you? He says. Naidatvaya dambhigaya nastigaya shataya cha ashushrusho abhaktaya durvinitaya diyatam. Krishna is saying that whoever listens this, that this Krishna is talking not for Uddhava, for our purpose, not for Uddhava, that those who are very proud, a lot of ego inside, for them, or those who are abusing this knowledge, misusing this knowledge, or those who are atheistic, who don't believe in anything, or those who don't live a proper life in this world, living in a sinful activities, those who are don't want to listen to all these things, those who do not have that humility, to them, Uddhava, this should not be spoken. This should not be spoken. He says, Naidatvaya dambhigaya nastigaya shathaya cha ashushrusho abhaktaya durvinitaya diyatam. That is the instruction. That it should not be given to any of these people. Who are they? Ahangari. Ahangari means who have very proud and ahangaram inside, thinking themselves to be the everything, the center. And who are so identifying with the body. That's ahangaram, is that, identification with the body. And those who are abusing this knowledge, atheistic people who does not believe in the Shastram, and those who live a life of sinful way of life, all of them, and those who don't like it, don't want to listen to this, those who do not have that humility inside, for all of them, this should not be spoken. This should not be spoken. Then to whom it should be spoken? That's the next verse. Etair doshair vihinaya brahmanyaya priyaya cha sadhave shujaye bruyat bhaktisyal shudra yoshitam. Etair doshair vihinaya brahmanyaya priyaya cha sadhave shujaye bruyat bhaktisyal shudra yoshitam. Yoshitam. Krishna is saying, even if they are Shudras, or if they are women, or doesn't matter in what circumstances they were born, it doesn't matter, whatever it may be, but if they do not have any of those faults, what was spoken in the previous words, but they have the humility to hear, and if they don't have that ahangaram or pride inside, but they have that bhakti and shraddha, devotion and attention in there, for them, and those who have the respect for the acharya bhakti, or one who has a taste for spiritual life, adhyatmam, or spiritual life, or one who has a respect for shastram and sampradayam, or the parampara, respect, if he has got that, to that person, Krishna says, you don't have to look at where he comes from, which community he belongs to. You shouldn't look at any of those things. Provided he has all these qualities, you can give this knowledge to him. And they will be benefited from this. In fact, Krishna is saying there, humility and freedom from pride is the qualification to understand Ekadasha Skandam. Uddhavadesham. It depends on that. If we have the humility and if you have that freedom from that pride and freedom from the ahangaram, those people will benefit from the, those who have that humility in them, they will benefit from these instructions. You don't have to even they will all be benefited by this. Krishna says, you don't have to even look at them, whether they are qualified or not qualified. Otherwise, means whether he is educated or not, even that is not important. Whether somebody is well educated or he has got the knowledge to grasp all these things, you don't have to even look at that, Krishna is saying here. That because Shraddha and Bhakti, these are the two things, what makes them happen, what makes that happen, it will benefit those people. That is Krishna's point there. And then he says here, Naidad vijnaye jijnyasor nyadavyam avashishyate pitva piyusham amrudam padavyam navashishyate. Next verse. Naidad vijnaye jijnyasor nyadavyam avashishyate pitva piyusham amrudam padavyam navashishyate. Padavyam navashishyate. He says, said, important thing is that one who is serious about it, one who is serious about it, jijnyasu. Jijnyasu means one who has proper seriousness inside. And if he gets it, Krishna says, if he gets it, a proper jijnyasu, or one who has got inquisitiveness, then for him there is nothing more to be known. After this is the end of his inquiry, end of this inquiry. Nyadavyam navashishyate. Nyadavyam navashishyate means whatever that I have spoken till now, Krishna is saying there that he does not have to know anything further after this. That means Brahma Vidya is the end of all knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita's commentary, Acharya Swamiji mentions this. All other knowledge finishes with Brahmavidya. Once Brahmavidya is received, knowledge of the Brahmavidya means self-realization, or you can say self-realization in English, but Brahmavidya means knowing who you are. That's Brahmavidya. This is the highest knowledge. After that, there is no more knowledge required. There's nothing to be known. By knowing this, everything is known. Yadavyam avashishyate, Krishna is saying. Pitva piyusham amrtam yadavyam navashishyate. Example, he says, once you have drunk nectar from the heavenly planets, once you have drunk that, then you won't be attracted by the orange juice or any other drink in this world, would you? Because pitva piyusham amrtam, you have drunk the highest thing, what you can drink, you have drunk that. Then, similarly, this Brahma Vidya, once it is received properly and realized it, then he does not need any more anything else. After, he won't ask for anything. The desire is finished there. That is the important thing. Nyadavyam navashishyade pitva piyusham amrutam. Because what you have drunk then is nectar itself. To that extent, after drinking nectar, what can you drink after that? Of course, we haven't drunk the nectar, so we don't know what it is, but that is what Shastram is saying, that once you have drunk the nectar, then you won't feel like drinking anything after that. You don't have the desire to drink anymore, anything different than that. So, that is what that is. Yane karmani yoge cha vartayam dandadharane yava nartho nranam tada tavam steham chaturvidhaha. That Jnane karmani yogeja vatayam dandadharane. Then, yava nartho nranam tata sarva tata tavam steham chaturvida. What that means, that in all other branches of knowledge, that means in your activities in this world, yoga process, dandaniti means the execution of justice, knowledge, whatever it may be in this world, in all of that, you will ultimately realize this Brahma Vidya is above everything. Brahma Vidya is above everything. That After Brahma Vidya, there is no more inquiry about anything. Brahma Vidya is the culmination of all knowledge. There is no more inquiry of anything after that. It finishes there. So, he says here, when Krishna said this, that Martyo yada tyakta samasta karma nivedidalpa vijigirshito me tada amrutatvam pratipadyamana manomay atma bhudaya cha kalpate vai. Then Krishna is saying, sarvakarma parityagi, samasta karma tyaktva. One who has given up all work after this, if he has given up all the work, and one who has surrendered to me, surrender means you have to understand that, surrender properly. That proper surrender is this madbhavam Krishna is talking about. That means realizing Krishna's presence in the whole creation. Madbhavam. And knowing that, realizing that, and he has also become the same Swarupam. He also, like we are talking about that first class devotee. Remember that? What was that? Sarvabhudeshu yappashyet bhagavad bhavam almana. That state. That's what he's spoken about. Budhani bhagavatyesha savai bhagavadottama. One who has come to that state, Krishna is saying here, that he has become practically my own Swarupam. He has come to the same state as me, Krishna says. He has come to same state as me. Sarvabhudeshu yappashyet Bhagavad Bhavam Almana Bhudani Bhagavatyesha Savai Bhagavadottama. That he is in my state. So, when Krishna said this, that he has reached eternity, he has free from all the miseries of material existence, is completely, totally free, and he is able to receive my spiritual. He receives his spiritual identity, he is free from everything. So when Krishna said that, Sri Shuka Uvacha, you will see what happened to Uddhava. Sa eva madarshita yoga margam tad uttama shloka vacho nishamya baddhanjali prit ubayuddha kantho na kinji dubyeshu paripludaksha. Uddhava started crying this at that time. Tears came from Uddhava's eyes. And because this yoga process, what Krishna has spoken, has affected Uddhava so strongly. And when after hearing all this from Krishna, Uddhava with the folded hands on top of his head, he kept like that. And he could not control his own. He was choking. He couldn't speak anymore. And tears started coming from Uddhava's eyes. Practically, Uddhava is experiencing all this now, what Krishna has spoken. And Uddhava could realize that he is free. He is free from the connection with this world. What we are carrying the baggage on our shoulders is this world, is it not? In different forms. Family, friends, society, this, that, everything else. Imagine a state where you are totally free from all these things. And that experience, remember when Krishna said in the beginning, Tundu sarvam parityajya sneham svajana bandushu. All that Krishna has taken away from him. And what else? Mayavesya mana samadrik. Samyak Samadrak. That other experience of what is present here is only Krishna. Nothing else. He is present in all living beings as the Antaryami here. And all these Namarupams what you are seeing here has no reality. This, so both has happened. On the one side, Sneham Swajana Bandushu has gone. Sarvam Paritejya Sneham Sajana Bandhushu. All connection with the world is broken, totally finished with that. And apart from that, Maya Vesha Mana Samyak Samadrik. God completely absorbed in Krishna to that extent. Krishna has given all this to Uddhava. And he started saying, what exists here is only Krishna, nothing else exists here. This realization has come. And now what it says to him that, then at that time he says, somehow or the other, when that experience happened, Uddhava could not resist himself. Uddhava could not resist himself. Tears were coming from his eyes. That is what you see in the next verse. Vishtabhya chittam pranayava khurnam dhairyena rajan bahumanyamana kritanjali prahayadu praviram shirshna sprisham stas charanaravindam. Vishtabhya chittam pranayava khurnam dhairyena rajan bahumanyamana kritanjali prahayadu praviram Shirshna Sprishamsta Charanaravindam. Then with Krishna, Uddhava, with his head, he touched Krishna's lotus feet. And then, without unable to control himself, with that gratitude, what Uddhava is feeling inside for getting released from this mess. You can imagine what Uddhava would have felt at that moment. And somehow or the other, Uddhava managed to control his emotions and his mind. And he was thinking about that experience. He is in that state at the moment. And thinking about that and the good fortune he had of receiving this knowledge directly from Krishna. And in Krishna's presence, experiencing that. Imagine that's Uddhava's position. Receiving this knowledge, highest knowledge from Krishna. All the baggage is downloaded, gone. Everything gone from the shoulder. Connection with this world is totally broken. And the higher knowledge of seeing Krishna's presence in all the living entities, experiencing directly at that moment in Krishna's presence. And Uddhava, thinking about this, put his head on Krishna's lotus feet. Didn't know how to thank him anymore. How to thank him. Because as Uddhava said before, that you cannot give back, repay back for what he got from him, isn't it? So, and he is thinking about this state, what he has reached, and thinking about this good fortune, what has come to him in this life. And in that state, he is saying to Krishna, Uddhava vacha, the next 3-4 verses you can see. Vidravido mohamhantakaram ya ashradome tavasannidhanal vibhavasokim no samibhagasya shidam tamo bhi prabhavandya jadya. Then Uddhava's way of saying that, how he is expressing his gratitude to Krishna, he is saying, when there is sun, darkness cannot remain there, is it? This is the enlightened nature of a Uddhava. Enlightened state is saying, when there is sun, there cannot be any darkness. Is it not? Darkness cannot come closer to the sun. And similarly, when there is fire, there cannot be any cold. You won't feel cold when there is fire, isn't it? It cannot stay there. Similarly, Uddhava says to Krishna that when that ajnanam, or ignorance, or that darkness that was inside me, when that has disappeared, I don't know what I am supposed to tell you, he says. That's my state at the moment. The darkness has gone. At the moment, we don't know what that means, isn't it? We don't understand that, what Uddhava is saying. But Krishna, he's saying to Krishna that vidravido moham. Moham means illusion. When that illusion, what is keeping us now in the way we are today, when that illusion disappears, what will happen? That's what I am feeling now, Krishna, Uddhava is saying to Krishna. Illusion is what is keeping us in this world, is it not? Maya, in other words. If you escape from Maya's grip, how you feel free? That freedom Uddhava is experiencing now. That's what he's saying there.
Vidravido moham maha andhakaram. That andhakaram ya ashridome tava sanidhanal.
By receiving this instruction, Ekadasha Skandam, from Krishna, Uddhava is acknowledging that the illusion is gone. I don't feel anymore. That's why from now on, you will see in Uddhava a big change. And who noticed that? Vidura noticed that when he met him in Vrindavan. Is it not? When Vidura says, is this the same Uddhava whom I have known before? He says. It's not. No. Sneha prasara sampluta. That realization inside has become so strong that Uddhava Krishna, Vidura is mentioning there. Vidura says to Uddhava, can I join you? Vidura says, Uddhava says, no. You can't, he says. Because of that excitement of that realization of the truth, what has happened to him? In that happy state, he is running towards Badrinath. He is running towards Badrinath. So, Krishna, Uddhava says here, that darkness of illusion has gone away from me. In your presence, that ajnanam or ignorance has left me.
Pratyarpido me bhavadanu kampinam. Vrityaya vijnanamaya pradipa. Hitva kridajnyastava padamulam ko anyal samiya charanam tudiyam.
That you have done something and with your mercy that knowledge, light of knowledge has been lighted inside me. It has been lit. It has been lit inside me. And your servant, I am your servant and you have lit that lamp inside me. And what can I do now? I cannot leave you and take shelter of anything else now, anymore. Because you have done this to me. You have lit that lamp inside me.
Vriknaschami sudrasneha pashau dasharham vrishni andhaga satvateshu prasarida srishti vivirdhaye tvaya sumayaya atmasubhodahetinam. Namostude mahayogin prapanna manishadhimam yathatva charanam bhoje ratisyal anabhayini.
Last two verses from Uddhava.
Vrishnascha me sudrida sneha vasham dasharham vrishni antaka satvadeshu prasarida srishti vivardhaya tvaya somaya atmasubodha hedinam.
It's a very important verse. Krishna binds us in this world with different people, isn't it? Family, wife, husband, children, grandparents, grandchildren. In this way, and friends, society. Krishna does that to us. Why did he do that? So that the creation goes on here. If we have no attachment anywhere, you won't bother about anything, would you? So therefore, deliberately that attachment is created inside us, purely for the sake of creation to carry on. For creation to survive here, these connections have been, we know very well all these connections are false. It has no meaning. It's not. It will end one day, like the way it has started one day, it will end one day. It's not going to be there forever. So, one who has that understanding, he should free himself from this falsity. That is what is required. That's what Krishna is saying there. That Vriknaschami Uddhava is saying there, that I am connected with, all these days I was thinking, dasharha vrishni andhaga satvadeshu. All of them are the dasharhas, vrishnis, andhaga, satvadas. They are all among the Yadavas, different races, among the Yadavas. They are all mine, I was thinking like this. I belong to them. Identity. False identity. Isn't it? Dasharha vrishni andhaga satvadeshu. I was thinking that I am one of them. And they are all mine, I am belong to them. You have cut that off with proper knowledge. You cut that off, he says. And that attachment I had for them, you cut it off. How? Through the sword of knowledge. Through the sword of knowledge. Ekadasha Skandam, in other words. Through the sword of knowledge you have cut that. And therefore, although this connection was only for the sake of maintaining the creation. Creation to go on, that is why we all fall into that trap and live our life in this world thinking that this is all permanent and these connections are permanent, isn't it? So Krishna is saying that, Uddhava is saying, Vriknaschame sudradasnehavasham dasharha. The same thing Kundi Devi said to Krishna. Did she not? Snehavasham imam chindi dridam pandushu vrishnishu. Once this is cut off, you are free to go. But as long as these connections are strong, spiritual life is also difficult. Spiritual life is very difficult with all these connections. They will come in the way all the time. As we started today's class, we mentioned, first thing Krishna said, these so-called relatives, they will come first. And they will remind you of your bodily connection first. That's what first they do. And they are the biggest problem, more than anybody else. They will create, they will come on the way and put the spanner. Dasharha Vrishni Andhaga Sattva Deshu. Uddhava also had looks like that. That he had an identity with so many people. Dasharha, Vrishni, Andhaga, Sattvada. They are all the different races among the Yadavas. They all belong to that group. You have cut that off, he says. And finally, Namostude Mahayogin Prapanna Manushadhimam Yathatva Charanam Bhoje Ratisyal Anabhayini. Then, my connection is cut off. So, you can see all the devotees, one day or the other, they will come to this understanding that these connections have no meaning. All these connections have no meaning. It is only our mind has worked on that and made it stronger inside, these connections, isn't it? Inside the mind has meditated on that, thought about it many times, and then mind established that connection very strongly inside, and it is which is difficult to cut off. So that is why he says here that all connections are broken now. All connections are broken now. But I have one prayer to you. Krishna, Uddhava says that this bhakti I am feeling now towards you for what you have given to me, I feel that great gratitude to you for putting me into this situation, this should never leave me. I should never feel ungrateful, or I should not miss that connection what I have with you in this particular situation. This state of consciousness I should have all the time. Uddhava says to him, Uddhava, so that's why he's saying here that at this point in time, Krishna says, Uddhava says to Krishna, Namostude Mahayogin. Mahayogi says to Krishna, Prabhannam Anishadhimam. I am fully surrendered to you because I feel that. When do you surrender? You surrender when you feel that obligation inside, isn't it? You feel that Krishna has done something to you and you feel no other hesitation inside because of that gratitude coming up so strongly inside. You feel so grateful that you want to surrender to Krishna. In a very natural way, it happens. Not a forced surrender, but surrender that has happened out of love and gratitude to Krishna. When Krishna lifted Uddhava from this illusion and put him in his identity of the soul, who he is, made him aware who he is, and that bliss what Uddhava has experienced at that time, Uddhava is acknowledging that in these words. Namostude Mahayogin Prapannam Anishadhimam. Let me take your shelter. I have nothing else I want. And I should have, what else do I asking for? Yathatva Charanam Bhoje Rethi. Charanam Bhoje Rethi. That means attachment to Charanam, Krishna's lotus feet. Charanam Bhoje Rethi. What kind of Rethi? Anabhayini. Anabhayini means, but what is no vichiti? Vichiti means which is uninterrupted. Uninterrupted bhakti, uninterrupted devotion to Krishna, and give me that forever so that I don't lose this anymore. This relationship I have now with you, that feeling, that great gratitude inside, and totally surrendered to Krishna, feeling completely surrendered in that way. And so what do we understand from this? This is another important thing, that even though Jnananishtha, Brahmanishtha, everything comes, Brahmanishtha has come to Uddhava, Jnananishtha has come to him, but still that Guru Bhakti don't go away. Uddhava's connection with Krishna is now spiritual master disciple, not any other way. Uddhava is seeing Krishna as a spiritual master, he is a disciple. So that Guru Bhakti or devotion to the spiritual master will never go. As long as you have a body here, and as long as you are in this body, as long as the body is maintained or body is here in this world, that is the relationship. That will never go. Even though you may talk about Advaitam and everything, and Jnananishtha or establishment in the truth, everything happens, still that connection to the spiritual master is still there on a platform like this. That he feels that bhakti is possible because Krishna is the spiritual master, he is the, Uddhava is the disciple in that way. So, Krishna, Uddhava says to Krishna, Namostude Mahayogin Prapanna Manishadhimam Yatha Tva Charanam Bhoje Rati Sial Anabhaini. Anabhaini Rati. Anabhaini means that which has no danger. It should not experience any more danger after this. That total surrender to Krishna, that experience as Krishna is a spiritual master, I am the disciple. In that way, Uddhava wants to remain like that, separately from Krishna. That should not leave me, he says. So, at that time, because as long as we have a body, even though Jnananishtha or Brahmanishtha has happened to Uddhava, still with Krishna, that relationship is maintained. As long as the body is there. So, it was at that time, Krishna says to Uddhava. What does Krishna say to Uddhava? Uddhava says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Gacho Uddhava Mayadishto, Badaryakhyam Mama Ashramam, Tatramal Padatirthode, Snana Novas Prashaneshuji, Gacho Uddhava Mayadishto, Badaryakhyam Mama Ashramam, Tatra Pal Padatirthode, Snanobas Prashaneshuji, Ikshaya Alaganandaya, Vidhuda Shesha Kalmasha, Vasano Valkala Nyanga, Vanyabhok Sukhanaspriha, Titukshurdundoma Atranam, Sushila Samyadendriya, Shanda Samahidadiya, Jnana Vijnana Samyuda, Matto Anishikshidam Yate, Vivitamanubhavayan, Mayaveshida Vakchitto, Madharma Nirado Bhava, Adivrajagadisprasso, Mameshasi, Tataparam. This is what Krishna says to Uddhava at that time. Krishna says like this, that Uddhava says to Uddhava, Uddhava, go now. Go from here. And I have given you the permission to go. You shouldn't stay here anymore. Go to Badrikashram. There, bathe in that river, Alakananda there. And after purifying yourself, sit alone on your own and think through everything what I have spoken to you. This 1036 verses in the Uddhavadesham. He says, go through this and reflect on this, what I have spoken to you. There, Ichaya Alaganandayam Vidudashesha Kalmasha Vasano Valkala Nyangam Vanyabhuk Sukhanaspriha. There, remaining on that river bank, Alagananda River's bank, tolerate all the dualities of this world. And Shandaha Samahidaha. Be peaceful inside and be in that state, Samahida state. That means without any dundvam inside, duality inside. And Jnana Vijnana Nishchaya. Shanda Samahida Diya Jnana Vijnana Samyuda. Jnana Vijnana Samyuda. That means Jnana Vijnana Nishchaya. Jnana Samyuda means have this knowledge, have the realization, and alone on that river bank, stay there, purifying yourself, and think about this Bhagavata Dharmam I have spoken and scrutinize it very well within yourself. Mananam and Nididhyasanam after that. Manana means that you have to do proper mananam of everything what you have heard. Because simply hearing is not good enough. Isn't it? What's the point in hearing? I heard this and gone to the other way. What's the use? It should go in, sink in, and it should become our own. Otherwise it is no use. So that is why deep absorption, deep analysis and contemplation on all what Krishna has spoken is important. Is important. That is how you absorb in Ekadasham. That you absorb to such an extent that everything becomes yours at the end. You have to become, it's, you have to make it as your own. Swamshikaranam, it says. It making it your own. What the knowledge has been spoken there, it should make our own. It has to become our own. That's what he is saying there. So, that's for mananam, nididhyasanam, everything should be done. And go beyond these three states, he says. Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti. Don't stay in these three states. Go beyond that to the fourth state and stay there. Fourth state and stay there. And after saying this, Krishna says to Uddhava, Uddhava, now you go. Don't stay here. So, at that time, Uddhava circumambulated Krishna few times. And that's what you'll see there. Sri Shuka Vaja, Sa eva mukto hari medaso Uddhava pradakshinam tam parisrutya padayo shiro nidhaya ashrukala abirardhradi Nishinjadadvandavaro pivakrame. Then he says here, Uddhava, that Uddhava's heart is melting, couldn't control himself, and he fell and paid obeisances again and again. While speaking, he couldn't speak because he was struggling to speak. And with love and affection, he put his head again and again at Krishna's lotus feet, and he is leaving from there. He is on his way to Badrinath. He is on his way to Badrinath. And he is carrying Krishna inside the heart, and he left Krishna. He left Krishna, and he is leaving there. And that's what you will see there. Sa eva mukto hari medha soddhava pradakshinam drum parisrutya padayo shiro nidhaya ashrukala birardhradhi nishijjada dvandavara upyupakrame sudustyajam sneha viyoga kataro nashamknu mangstam parihadumatura kricham yayo murdhani bhartrapaduke vibhran namaskrateyo puna puna. That Sudustyajam Snehaviyoga Kadharam, that it was difficult for Uddhava to leave Krishna. It was very, very difficult to leave him. But he was struggling to walk away from there. And at that time, Krishna handed over Krishna's shoes to Uddhava. You take this with you so that you will remember me through them, through the shoes. And Uddhava took that and put it on his head. And he could not resist anymore. Again paid his obeisances and left. Tadasta mandara kriti sannivesya gado maha bhagavato vishalam yad obadishtam jagadeka bandhuna tapasamastaya hare ragad gadim. That in this way, carrying Krishna within the heart, Uddhava has started the journey towards Badrinath, and he got there and reflected on what Krishna has spoken to him. Krishna has spoken to him. He did what exactly he was told by Krishna to do. And then what do you see there? Shivashuka Brahmarshi's two verses there about Ekadasha Skandam. The two verses from Shivashuka Brahmarshi, what he had to say. He says there that ya etadananda samudra samplutam sambhadam yanamrutam bhagavataya bhashidam krishnena
Yogeshwara Sevita Ankrina Sachraddhaya Seva Jagad Vimuchyate Bhavabhayam Abahandam Jnana Vijnana Saram Nigamakrutupajahre Bringaval Veda Saram Amrutamutata Dishchapaya Yal Bhritya Vargan Purusha Krishabhamadhyam Krishna Samyam Natosmi. Last two verses. Ya Edadananda Samudra Sampradam Jnana Amrutam Bhagavadaya Bhashidam Krishnena Yogeshwara Sevidankrina Sachraddhaya Seva Jagad Vimuchyate. Then Shukra Brahmarshi says to Parikshit that these instructions in the Ekadasha Skandam is Ananda Samudram. Ananda Samudram, that means ocean of bliss. Ocean of bliss. That those who have that Ananda Samudram, the ocean of bliss, is from there Krishna has taken out this Ekadasha Skandam, Uddhobadesham. And this is nothing but Ananda Samudram, he says there, Jnana Amrutam. It is the, why it is Brahmavidya, isn't it? Brahmavidya means Jnana Amrutam, knowledge of the self. Nobody else has done this like the way Krishna has done that in the Bhagavadam. So Jnana Amrutam, he picked this up from that ocean of bliss, this knowledge of the self, and given it Uddhava, who is the most qualified person to receive it, Parama Bhagavadam. And those who take this and drink this nectar, and what will happen to them? While they are in this body itself, they will get liberated. While remaining in this body, they'll get free from the from this material existence. That is what, this is the effect of Ekadasha Skandam, like Shukra Brahmarshi is saying here. Ya etad anandra samudra sampradam jnanamrutam bhagavadaya bhashidam krishnena yogeshwara sevida ankrina sachraddhaya sevya jagad vimuchyate. Jagad vimuchyate. So, is there any doubt about it? Shukra Brahmarshi, with such a confidence, he is saying there that those who have taken this message, is there any doubt that he will get released from this material life, material existence once for all? Have you got any doubt about it? He's saying that. And then, in Bhagavadam, you won't find in many places Shukra Brahmarshi paying obeisances to Krishna. But this is one place where Shukra Brahmarshi offers, gets up from his seat, falls on the ground, and pays obeisances to Krishna. That's the next verse. Bhava bhayam apahandam Jnana Vijnana Saram Nigamakrutupajahre Bringaval Veda Saram Amrutamudadadishchapayayal Bhrityavargan Purushakrishabhamadhyam Krishna Samyam Natosmi. Purushakrishabhamadhyam Krishna Samyam Natosmi. Look at the wording there. Only then you will understand the Shukra Brahmarshi is not seeing Krishna as simply as a person alone. Purusham Krishabham Adhyam, whom we call as Krishna, he says. That Tattvam he is paying obeisances to. That Tattvam, Krishna Tattvam, who is addressed as Krishna Samyam here, Natosmi. That is how the wording is. He is not like we pay obeisances body to body, isn't it? Shukra Brahmarshi is not paying obeisances in that way. Amrutam udadischa payayal bhrityavargan purusha krishabhamadhyam krishna satyam natosmi. What is that qualification says? It says here that bhavam bhayam apahantum means, bhava means fear of repeated birth. That you feel, oh, I have to come back again here and start the whole thing once again. What we have gone through here. That's not very pleasant, isn't it? Nobody will say you would like to continue this again with just some sense. One experience is enough. Once is enough, isn't it?
So that is bhavabhayam. Bhavabhayam means repeated cycle of birth and death, bhavam. That fear from that. Bhavabhayam apahandam. This removes that. Ekadasha skandam. Jnana vijnana saram. There is no other thing more condensed and more nectar like the way it is presented here. The essence that's been given here. Nikamam krubhubajakhre bringaval vedasaram. That in the same way, like for the sake of the summary of all the shastram, Vedam, Vedasaram, Krishna has served Uddhava. How? Amrutam udhadadishya payayal brithyavargan. In when the churning of the milk ocean happened, how Mohini Murthy stole the nectar and put all the demigods there and served the nectar to them for the and brought them back into youth. They were all cursed by Durvasava Maharshi. And they were a group of people. All the demigods have gone so old. It was like walking into an old age home. It was a similar situation. That all the demigods were puffing and coughing and struggling to walk. They couldn't even walk. And they were in that situation. Krishna served them that nectar, Amruta. And what happened? Payayal Brithyavarga. Because they are his servants, the demigods. So he served them that nectar and brought them back to youth again. In a similar way, Purusha Krishabha Madhyam Krishna Samyam Natosmi. In the same way, who has done this to Uddhava by giving this knowledge of the self in such a way that Uddhava got rejuvenated, got back his pure identity, who he is. Now he knows who he is. And he is going, living in that mood from there. To that person, to that Purusha Krishabha, the expert is in that, Adhyam Krishna Samyam, whom we call as Krishna, Natosmi. I pay my obeisances to him. So, that is more or less the end of Uddhava Upadesham. And then, with that, Srimad Bhagavate Mahaprani, Ekadasha Skandhe, Ekona Trimshatamo Dhyaya. Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam, Govinda Govinda. So, with that, practically, Ekadasha Skandham is over. Now there is two more chapters which I will just read through and simply touch and go. There is not, particularly the next chapter, 30th chapter is the destruction of the Yadavas, Yadu race. How Krishna decided to destroy that as well before leaving. They were destroyed. And in the last chapter, Krishna's returning back to his own abode. Surgarohanam, it is called. The Sri Rajavaja Tato Mahabhagavada Uddhave Nirgade Vanam Dwaravatyam Kimakarod Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavanam. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked that question that when Uddhava, Mahabhagavada Uddhava, when he has gone to Badrikashram, what did Krishna do in Dwaraka? What was Krishna's activities in Dwaraka? Brahma Shapopa Samsprashte Sukule Yadavar Shabha Prayasim Sarvane Tranam Tanim Sakkadamatyajal. When that Brahmana Shapam, Durvasava Maharshi and others have cursed the Yadavas that they will be destroyed. And how did Krishna leave this world? Parikshit wanted to know that. How did Krishna leave this world? And that too, how does Parikshit ask that question? He says that Brahma Shabhava Samspriti Sugale Yadavarshava Prayasim Sarva Netranam Tanimsa Kathamatyajal. Look at the way the question is framed. He's saying how Krishna took away that from front of our eyes. He's not saying Krishna has left the body, Krishna has left the world. The form was taken away from our eyes. How it was taken away from our vision. How it has gone away from our vision. That's how the question is. Not that Krishna gave up the body or Krishna has left this world. Nothing is spoken. How up to now you had the vision of Krishna. How that vision has gone away from us. That's how. Brahma Shabhava Samspriti Sugule Yadavarshabha Yadavarshabha Prayasim Sarva Netranam Tanum Sakathamatya Jail. For all our eyes it was a feast. Krishna's form was a feast. How that feast was taken out from our vision.
Pratyakrashtam nainam avala yatra lagnam nasheku karna vishtam nasardita doyal sadam atma lagnam yachrirvajam janayadiridim kimnumanam kavinam drishtva jishno rudiryathagadam yachadal samyamiyum.
What was the speciality with that form, Krishna's form? The women were particularly attracted to that form of Krishna. They couldn't take their eyes off from him. And similarly, devotees, when they have seen that form, once it has gone inside them, then it will never leave them. Devotees also, it was like that. And the same thing, when that form was, poets, when they have seen that form, they could not stop talking about it. They kept on talking about that form. And all those who left their body in Mahabharata war, who got liberated because they left the body seeing Krishna there. Everyone in the Mahabharata war who left the body, who died, they all got liberated because they left the body seeing Krishna. So that's what he's saying. Drishtva jishno riddhi yathagadam yachadal samyamiyu. That they all went back, released from this bodily existence. That particular form, how did Krishna take away from us? That is the question. Parikshit's question. That particular form. Which one? Pratyakrashtam nayanam avala yatra lagnam na shegu. Women, when they saw that form, got so attracted to that form, they couldn't take their eyes off from that. Then, yachri vajam karnavishtam na saraditado yad sada atmalabham, atmalagnam. Devotees, when they have seen that form and they have taken that form inside them, they could not get it away, get it out from them. They carried that with them all the time. Yachri vajam janayadiratim kimnumanam kavinam. Poets, when they have seen that form, they kept on describing about that form of Krishna. They could never stop. Poets could not stop. Devotees could not stop. Women could not stop. And above all, that particular form, drishtva jishno rudhi rathagadam yachadal samyameyu. In the Mahabharata war, Arjuna's charioteer was Krishna. Jishnu's charioteer was Krishna. So, as a charioteer, Parthasarathi form, those who have seen him in that battlefield, they also went back to the spiritual world. How did that form disappear from here? Krishi Ruvacha, Shukha Brahma, she answers, Divi Bhuvyandari Sheja Mahaulpadan Samuthidan Drishtu Asinan Sudharmayam Krishna Prahu Yadu Nidam. That when Krishna noticed all the bad omen happening in the sky, in the earth, atmosphere everywhere, without any reason, Krishna sensed there is something going to happen. So, Yadavas were living there in Dwaraka. So, Krishna called all of them and told them this. What was that? Shri Bhagavan Vacha, E dekho rao mahalpada, dwarvatyam yamake etava, muhurtam abhinasteyam, atrano yadupungava. Then, called all the Yadavas and told them that I see a lot of bad omens in Dwaraka. Bad omens in Dwaraka. Omen in Dwaraka. And therefore I feel that we cannot live here anymore. The place doesn't look very auspicious to stay. Is to stay.
Striyo balascha vriddhascha shankodhwaram rajandrida vayam prabhasam yasyamo yatra pratyak saraswati.
Women, children and the old people, all of them, they should go to this place called Shankodhwaram. And we can go to Prabhasam, which is flowing towards the west. Which is flowing towards the west.
And tatra bishichyashujayam uposhyasu samahida devada pujayi shyama snabana lebanarhanai.
That he says, we will go there, bathe there in Prabhasam, and we will fast, and we will take all the articles of worship with us, for offering our worship there to those rishis who are coming there. Then he says,
Brahmanamstu mahabhagan krita swasteno vayam go bo hiranyavasobir gaja ashwaratha veshmabhi.
Then we will take the blessings from the Brahmanas there, and we will worship them, and we will offer them charity, cows, chariots, land, gold, dress, everything, and then elephants, horses, chariots and houses, we will offer all of them in charity, and we will worship the Brahmanas there. Here, the word used, Brahmana, in the sense, refer to the rishis, actually. Then,
Vidhiresha arishtagno mangalayanam uttamam deva dvijagavam puja pudeshu paramobhavam.
Then, if we do that, probably it may free for us from this danger, what is come to Dwaraka now, and demigods and Brahmanyas, referring to those who have the Brahman realizations, cows, Brahmanas, their worship is particularly auspicious, says Krishna, particularly auspicious.
Iti sarve samakarnya yadu vriddha madudvisha tadhedi naubhiruttidya prabhasam prayayurathai.
When Krishna spoke all these things, all the Yadavas, the older members of the Yadavas, they all agreed to go like that, and they took the boat and crossed over and traveled to Prabhasam with the boats. They traveled to Prabhasam.
Tasmin Bhagavadadishtam Yadu Devena Yadava Chakru Paramaya Bhaktya Sarvashrayoba Brahmhidam.
That there Yadavas executed all the rituals what was told by Krishna, and all the auspicious rituals, punya karmam, that they have performed there with a lot of shraddha. They did all that. In karmam, they have a lot of shraddha there. So they did all that.
Tadastasmin mahapanam papurmaireyagam madhu dishtavibram shidadiyo yadraveir brashyade madhi.
Immediately after doing all those auspicious things, due to destiny, Shuka Brahmarshi says, they felt like having a drink. Imagine, after a nice kirtan mela, you sit together and having a good drink, together, all that. So that is vidhi. Vidhi, he says here.
Sarvashrayava brahmhidam. Dishta vibramshita dhiyo yad dravvair brashyate mati.
Their intelligence has gone at that time. It went in the wrong way. Went in the wrong way. After doing all these pious activities, auspicious ceremonies, what Krishna has instructed them, they have done all that. And then after that, what they decided was, they decided to take this maireyam, the drink, what they had taken, and they just wanted to have some good time from the intoxication. Look at, if Krishna wants to turn our head any time, he can turn like this, isn't it? One moment, just before that, they were doing the right thing, best things, what Krishna told them to do. The very next moment, Krishna turned the whole screw and told her, you get drunk now. Go and get drunk. So that's what they did. They go and got drunk. And then,
Mahapana Abhimattanam Viranam Drupta Chetasam Krishna Maya Vimudhanam Sangharsha Sumahanabhud.
Because they got drunk so much, naturally, once this goes inside, what happens? Pride. Ahangaram builds up inside, isn't it? Once this goes inside, immediate effect is ahangaram comes out. So naturally you feel that you are the Lord, monarch or Lord, everything. And intoxicated, and added to that the Maya also, illusion. Together, when this happened, they started fighting. These very people, only few hours ago, they were done all spiritual activities. And you would expect that they feel more purified now, isn't it? But instead, this gone and took that, and then they started fighting each other. This is how much freedom we have got in this world. If Krishna wants to change the whole situation here, it doesn't take very long. He can change it like this. It doesn't require any. That is why you see in the when Vedavyasa Maharshi says that in the Bhagavad Gita, isn't it? People find that very difficult to understand. What is that? When Krishna says, Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha Ahangara Vimudhalma Kartaham Idimanyate, that anything we think that we are independent. We say we have minute independence, we have limited independence, we have so many things we think. What independence do we have? We have no independence. If Krishna wants to turn us into that state, it can happen like that. It doesn't take very long. Like these Brahmanas, Yadavas who have gone to Prabhasam and who are instructed to engage in all the auspicious activities there, performed all the rituals and offered in charity to the Brahmanas of all what is listed there, the elephants, the chariots, the houses, the clothes, the food, everything given, got their blessings, and the next thing what they thought was going and getting drunk. Imagine that. Try to think about this. This is where we are. This is our state in this world. So, is there any surprising when somebody falls in spiritual life? It's not at all surprising that if this can happen in masses like this, when Krishna wants that to happen. So, Mahabhana Bhimattanam, after drinking all that, Viranam Drupta Chedasam, they felt very heroic that they have to act like this. Krishna Maya Vimodhanam, Krishna's Maya has taken over everything. Sankarsham Sumahanabhud, immediately the problems started between them. We'll just have a short break then. Continue after that.
Chedo darpanam arjanam vamaha davagni nirvabanam shreyakaidava jandiga vidaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradivada purnamrada swadhanam sarvatma sapanam varam vijayade shri krishna sangirtanam Namagari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrapidani Midas Paranena Kalam Eda Drushita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamabi Durdei Vami Drushamiha Janina Nuraga Tramada Vishuni Jaina Tarora Vita Hishina Amanina Amana Dena Kirtani Yasada Hari Nathanam Najanam Sundarim Kamidam Vajagadisha Kamaye Mahajanmani Janmani Shwari Bhavada Bhakti Rahitu Gittwai Imandadanyum Jagingaram Mam Shami Bhavam Budau Krupayatava Pada Pangajastita Duli Sadrasham Vichindaya Nayanam Galada Shudharaya Gadgada Yudhaya Gira Pulagaya Mijidam Kadavapu Tavannama Grahane Bhavishyati Yukaidam Nimeshena Chakshusha Pravishaidam Shunyaidam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename Ashleshyava Padaradam Pinashtuma Adarshanam Armahadam Karyotuva Yadatadava Vidatadulam Pato Malpranathasuna Yevanakaram.
Verse 13. Mahabhana Bhimattanam Viranam Drupta Chedasam Krishna Maya Vimodhanam Sankarshas Mahanabhud.
So, due to the intoxication and due to the influence of Krishna's Maya, that this among them there was a big quarrel between them.
Yudhu Krodha Samrabdham Velaya Matatayina Dhanuvirbhi Rasabhirbhallir Gadabhi Tomarashtibhi.
So they got so angry each other and they took the weapons, and on the seashore with them they started fighting with the swords, with the arrows and with the clubs and other weapons what they had with them, and mutually they fought.
പതൽപതാകൈ രഥകുഞ്ചരാതിബിഘരോഷ്ട ഗോപിർ മഹിഷേർ നരൈരവി മിഥ സമേത്യ അശ്വതരൈ സുദുർമദ നൃഹച്ചരൈ തദ്ഭിരിവ ദ്വിവാപനേ.
When they got intoxicated and that arrogance and ego has built up inside, they started bringing chariots and elephants and horses into that, and also even donkeys and camels and cows and buffaloes and every weapons and every animals that were available were used, and each other they killed with the weapons what they had, just like the elephants kill with their tusks. In the same way, they killed each other with the weapons what they had.
Pradyumna sambo yudhirudha malsara akrura bhojava niruddha satyagi subhadra sangramajidau sudarunau gadau sumitre suradhau samiyatu. Pradyumna sambha and Akrura Bhoja, Aniruddha and Satyagi, Subhadra and Sangramachit, Gadas, Sumitra, Suratha, each other they were fighting. Pradyumna, Samba, Akrura, Bhoja, Aniruddha and Satyagi, Subhadra and Sangramachita, and Gadas, Sumitra, Suratha. Mutually they started fighting. And one of Krishna's brothers, Gada, and Krishna's brothers, Gada, fought with Krishna's son, Gada, mutually.
Anyejayevai nishatholmuka adaya sahasrajit chachit bhanu mukhyam anyonyam asadhyamadhandakarita jagnurmukundhena vimohita brisham.
Nishatha ulmukha. There were other two persons. Sahasrajit, Shatajit, Bhanu, all of them were heavily influenced by Maya and they attacked each other.
Dasharkha Vrishnyandhaka Bhoja Sattvada Madharbudaba Thura Shura Sena Visarjana Kugura Kundayascha Midastadasteta Visarja Saukhradam.
These people, Dasharha, Vrishni, Andhaga, Bhoja, Satvada, Madhu Amshaja, Arbudam, Madhura, Shurasena, people from all these different provinces, they had come and then they fought with Visarjana, Kukura, Kunti. There are also other provinces. All of them who were friendly each other, forgotten their friendship and started fighting. And become totally in a fighting mood.
Putra ayudhyan pidruvya bhradrubhischa swasriya dauhitra pidruvya matulai mitrani mitrai sukhrada sukhrad bir nyadim stohan nyadayam eva moutha.
That sons were fighting with the father. Brothers were fighting each other. Uncles and the nephews were fighting. And sometimes the sons were fighting with the brothers of the father. And mutually they fought like this. Friends fought with the friends. And relatives killed relatives. All due to Krishna's maya. Krishna's maya.
Mitrani mitrair sukhrada sukhradbir nyadim stohan nyadayam eva mutha. Shareshu kshiyamaneshu Vajyamaneshu dhanvasu shastreshu kshiyamaneshu mushtibir jahurayiraka.
That when they finished with the arrows, what they had with them, and when the bows started breaking up and arrows were run out, what they did was, there was this eraga grass. They had long grass with like bamboo sticks. It's very powerful, strong sticks. They pulled that out and started fighting with that.
Ta vajragalpahya bhagavan parikha mushtina abhrada jagnurdushaste krishnena varyamanastudam chate.
Then they were such a strong rods like thing, like metal rods, these eraga plants. And they pulled out that and they were beat up each other with that.
And when Krishna tried to stop that, they beat Krishna also with that. They beat Krishna also with that. And Jagnur Dushastai Krishnena Varyamanasudam Chate Pratinigam Anyamana Bhalabhadranjamo Hida Handum Kritadhiyo Rajan Abhannam Atathayina. Then they thought that Balaram is also on the opposite side. And what did they do? They decided to kill Balaram and they took bows and arrows and came to fight with Balaram. The other was, they did that. Avathadava visankruddha udyamma kurunandana eraga mushti parighau charando jagnuduryathi. That Krishna and Balaram also acted as though they were very angry with the whole situation, and they also pulled out these eraga plants. It's more like bamboo thing, very strong danda like thing. They pulled that out, and Krishna and Balaram also beat up people there. Brahma shabo basrishtanam Krishna maya vradalpanam spardha krodha chayam ninye vainavo agnityatha vanam. Because they were cursed by these brahmanas rishis, cursed by the brahmanas rishis, and also influenced by Krishna's maya, and this enmity increased among the Yadavas. They are all Yadavas. Among them, enmity was created. And their anger, just like the wild forest fire, how it catches up everywhere in the forest, similarly their anger became multiplied and started growing stronger and stronger. They became more and more angry with this situation. And that anger, like the forest fire, destroyed them all. They all were killed in that way. Evam nashteshu sarveshu kuleshu sveshu keshava avadarido bhuo bharam idimeneva sheshita. That when all of them were killed, Krishna thought, now the earth is relieved from its burden. He thought that Yadavas were a burden on the earth. Remember, this is, you have to look back into the third canto, where this is spoken. That when Krishna wants to destroy something, he will create this rift between people. Janam janedi janayan, maragam mrityugandagam, says in the third canto. If he wants to create, creation wants to grow, he will develop attachment between people. And that way, creation will increase. If he wants to destroy, he will create enmity each other. And he will destroy. He doesn't get involved. He can change all these things, staying within. Janam janeshu janayan. He increases the population by developing attachment among the population. He destroys the population by creating enmity within the population. Janam janeshu janayan. Maragam mrityugandagam. And he finishes them in this way. So that is what is happening. So after the Mahabharata war, Krishna realized that now my own people, they will become a burden here of once I go. Because by now Yadavas have become too proud. They were looking for an opportunity to fight. You can see that when they were going to kill, when they were going to fight with Jarasandha, when Uddhava came, Sri Narada Maharshi came and told in the assembly in Dwaraka that Yudhishthira Maharaj sent Narada Maharshi there inviting him to perform Rajasuyam. A messenger from Jarasandha came saying that 20,800 kings were imprisoned by Jarasandha. And they sent a message through emissary or individual to Krishna, saying that Krishna does not interfere and rescue them, Jarasandha was going to kill them all later. So when they got the message, Krishna consulted Uddhava how it should be done. So Uddhava suggested again prompted by Krishna from within. Uddhava says there in the Bhagavatam that we should do it this way. We should go to Hastinapuram for performing the Rajasuyam. In the process of Rajasuya sacrifice, you have to go for Digvijayam. That means you have to go and conquer all parts of the country. And therefore, all the soldiers have to go. So, at that time, some people did not feel happy with Uddhava for suggesting that. They wanted to go to Jarasandha and fight, because meanwhile, the Yadavas were ready to fight, in a fighting spirit. They were all young, they have so much strength and so much wealth, everything. Naturally, that hangaram inside has grown so big that they wanted to fight. They wanted to fight. They were looking for an opportunity to fight. So, Uddhava's suggestion was not very much appreciated by everybody except Krishna. Krishna said Uddhava's suggestion is good because by going to Hastinapuram for performing the Rajasuyam, this will become a part of that, conquering Jarasandha. In that way we can go to Jarasandha and fight. So that is how it was settled at the end, and then they all travelled to Hastinapuram for the Rajasuyam. So you can see the Yadavas were already become very powerful because of the opulences life. More than anything, and when that arrogance have gone to such an extent, they started even seeing Krishna as insignificant. They could not understand who Krishna was. He is one like us in the family member. That's how they started treating him. And that developed into serious... They lost their respect for Krishna. Previously, they didn't know that previously they used to offer their respects to Krishna. Because of Krishna's opulence in Dwaraka, there was no problem, nobody had diseases, everyone lived a comfortable life. And all that opulence, they've forgotten that it has come from Krishna's presence there. And their relationship with Krishna has changed. The relationship with Krishna has changed. So by now, that this is of course Krishna's maya working through them. That their attitude changes, the mentality changes, the pride and the hangaram inside has built up so strongly that they felt like fighting, and they felt like even challenging Krishna. It has come to that stage. That's what it is. Brahma shapo baspristanam Krishna maya vridalpanam spardha krodha kshayam ninye vainavo gniryathavanam evam nashteshu sarveshu kuleshu sveshu keshava avadarido bhuobharam iti meneva sheshitam. So when all this is over, all of them got killed, all the Yadavas were killed like that, Krishna felt that all the whole burden of the earth. Earth is relieved from the burden. Earth's burden, what is the burden of the earth? Having people like that, isn't it? People who are always acting in a adharmic way, not based on dharma. So this is what has happened. And then, Rama, samudra velayam yoga mastaya paurusham tatyaja logam manushyam samyo jalpanam altmani. Samyoja Altmanam Altmani. Balaram go to the seashore when everything was killed, everybody was killed. Balaram goes on his own, alone to the seashore, and sitting there, Swalpanam Altmani, he dissolved himself in the super soul from where he came from. His source is from Krishna. So he has gone back to Krishna. He dissolved himself into that. In the sense that oneness, he got back into his identity, pure identity as who he was before, got back to that state. And gave up this tatyaja lokam manushyam. What, when he was here, it was a manushyanatyam. That means he was acting like a human being. He gave up that human form. Gave up that human form and got back into his spiritual, pure spiritual status, Balaram.
Rama Niryanam Alokya Bhagavan Devaki Sudha Nishasada Dharobaste Trishneem Tushneem Asadhya Pippalam.
Krishna saw this, that Balaram has gone. And he went into one of those banyan trees. sat underneath that banyan tree, very silent. Krishna sat there silently.
Bibrachadurbujam rubam Vrajishnu prabhaya swaya Disho vidimera kurvan Vidhuma iva pavaka.
When they looked at Krishna at that time, he had four hands, four-handed form. He sat there in that way. And that was his form at that time, Krishna's form. Just like fire burning without any fumes. Without any fumes. Similarly, Krishna was sitting there very peacefully underneath that banyan tree. Underneath that banyan tree. And then another three verses about that form of Krishna. How he was situated.
Shri Valsangham Ghanashyamam Taptahadagavarchasam Kaushay Ambarayugmena Parivitam Sumangalam Sundarasmita Vaktrabjam Neelakundalamandidam Pundarikabhiramaksham Spiran Magarakundalam Katisutram Brahmasutram Kiriyatakatakangadai Haranubiramudrabi Kaustubhena Virajidam Vanamala Parizangam Murtimadbhirnijayudhai Krittvorav Dakshinepadam Asinam Pangajarunam.
Pangajarunam, you see there, Shri Valsam Krishna had, then the body looked like Neelamekha Shyamalam. That means that bluish, dark blue color, and Pidambaram, the yellow garment he was wearing, and which looked like molten gold color, that Pidambaram. And Krishna had a little smile on his face, and the beautiful hair was on either side. Eyes were looking very brilliant to look at, like a reddish lotus flower. Magaram Kundalam, the both Krishna was wearing them. Then his belt at the waist, and then the thread, the crown, and the bangles, and on the shoulders also, and all the garlands what he was wearing. And Krishna had the anklets, fully dressed in every way. Kaustubham was on his chest, above all that vanamala also. And also conch shell, disc, lotus flower, and club on the four hands. And on the right thigh, the left feet was placed. And in that way, Krishna sat underneath that tree with the four-handed form. In the Bhagavatam, you will find Krishna in the four-handed form in few different places. When Rukmini Devi fell on the ground, Krishna appeared in the four-handed form. When Ashwatthama was caught and brought in front of Draupadi, at that time, Krishna took the four-handed form. In many places like that, then you will find in the appearance itself is four-handed form, is it not? If you look into the 10th canto, the verses of Krishna's appearance is four-handed form. Tamalbhujam balakam ambujeshanam chaturbhujam, four-handed form. Shankha gadayudhayidam shrivalsalakshmam galashobhi gausvam pidambaram sandrapayodha sobhagam Maharha Kirida Vaidura Maharha Vaidura Kirida Kundalam Dushwa Parishwakta Sahasra Kundalam Uddama Kanjangara Kankanadivir Virechamanam Vasudeva Maitshada. Vasudeva saw Krishna in the four-handed form first. So there are several places in the Bhagavatam when Krishna has appeared in the four-handed form. Even before disappearance also, it was that four-handed form Krishna has manifested there. Then he's saying there that musalaya musalavasheshaya khandam krideshur lubdhago jara mrgasyakaram tacharanam vyadham mrgashangaya. A hunter came there, Jara came there, and he had an arrow made from that piece of metal which was left behind after filing it, isn't it? When Samba had was announced as pregnant, when they removed the sari, this metal piece came from there. that metal piece Ugrasena told them to grind into powder and throw them in the sea, which they did. But after grinding everything, there was still a small piece of metal left, the last piece. They threw it into the sea. And that piece was later came into the hands of this Jara. And he took that, and seeing Krishna's feet, as though there is some animals present there, only feet he has seen from a distance, thick forest, he didn't notice it. He shot an arrow with that metal, what was used to make that arrow, and shot that arrow to Krishna's lotus feet. Chadurbhujam tam purusham drishtvasa kratagilbisha bhita papata shirasa padayor asuradvusha. Then, 400 form of Krishna, when he came closer and saw that, he got frightened and fell at Krishna's lotus feet and paid obeisances. Ajanada kramitam pabena madhusudana kshandu marhasi papasya uttama shlogame anakha. That Krishna, this Jara says to Krishna that I am a very sinful person. I did what I have done. Such a big mistake I have done, that you should forgive me for what I have done, says to Krishna. Who? The Jara. Jara says this to Krishna.
Yasya anusmaranam nranam ajnyadad ajnyanadvanda nashanam vadandi tasyate vishnu maya asadukritam prabho.
He says that by thinking about him, about whom, our ignorance goes away from inside. Mahatmas talk about Krishna like that. If you think about Krishna, that ignorance inside goes away. To that, Krishna, I have done, paid my, this committed this serious offense, says Jara. Jara says this.
Tasm tanmashu jahi vaikuntham papmanam mrgalubdhagam yadha puniraham tuevam na kuriyam sadadikramam.
That from today onwards, please put me in a situation that I will not do such a thing again, such a sinful thing again, and I will stop. The one I am always used to hunting the animals and killing them. This was my livelihood. I have lived like this all my life. Please kill me so that I don't continue this sinful activity anymore.
Yes, yalma yoga rajidam navidur virinjo rudrada yosya tanaya patayo giram ye. Tunmayaya pihita drishtayame tad anjakim tasyate vayamasadgatayo grinima.
Lord Brahma and Brahma's children, Rudra and others, and all the rishis, all of them, they affected by this maya, because of the presence of maya, even they do not fully understand Krishna's position, or they even don't understand this creation properly. So they are saying that to that Supreme Lord Krishna, that how can this Brahmana Shapam, that means the curse from the Brahmana, will have any effect on him? And how can we, who are born in such lower birth, how can we discuss that or talk about it? How can we explain that? Says Jara. Krishna says to Jara at that time, Krishna's answer.
Shri Bhagavan Vacham, Ma Bhairjare Tumuttishtam, Kama Yeshakrato Hime, Yahim Tuam Madanujnadam, Surgam Sukratinam Padam.
Says to Jara, Ma Bhairjare Tumuttishtam, get up, he says. And what you have done is according to my desire. This has happened. And you also go back to the spiritual world and send him back to the spiritual world. From that point.
Ityadishto bhagavata krishnene cha sharirina triparikramyatam tatva vimanena divam yayau.
That he, receiving that instructions from Krishna, he circumambulated Krishna three times and he went back to the spiritual world as well.
Vimanena divam yayau.
He went back to the higher planets or to the spiritual world. Surgam, he says. So divam, that means to the heavenly planets, he went back.
Dariva Krishna Padavi Anvichanadigam Yatam Vayim Tulasiga Modam Akraya Pimukham Yayau.
That Dariva came there at that time, Krishna's charioteer. And he smelling tulsi coming from Krishna's garland, and he followed that route. And when he followed that route, tam tatra digmadbhirayudher vrtam ashwathamule kritaketanam patim snehapludalma nipapada padayo rathadavaplutya sabashpalo chanam. That there, what did he see? He saw underneath that banyan tree Krishna situated there, sitting there with all the weapons in the hand. Daruga got down from the chariot, got to Krishna and fell at Krishna's lotus feet. Abhashyadasva charanambujam prabho drishti pranashta tamasi pravishta disho na jane na labheja shandim yatha nishayam udube pranashte. That Daruga says to Krishna that because I have not been with you for quite some time now, I have fallen into another ignorance. And just like when the moon sets at night, when there is total darkness, I can't see anything, I am not feeling any peace inside. Iti bhruvadisudeva iratho garudalanchana kamulpavada rajendra sashvadaya sashvadvajam udikshadam. While Daruga was talking like this to Krishna, suddenly Krishna's whole chariot, the horses, and with all its flag, everything on it, it lifted up into the sky. Tamanyagachandivyani Vishnu Praharanani Cham Tenadi Vismidalpmanam Sudamaha Janardhanam. Then when this chariot, the horses and all the weapons, everything altogether went into the sky, Daruga was standing there, he was in surprised, and he says to Krishna, Krishna says to the Suta, or to Daruga like this, Gachadvaravadim Suta, Yadinam Nidhanam Midham, Sangarshanasya Niryanam, Bandubhyo Bruhimad Dasham. Suta or Daruga, you go to Dwaraka, and you will see there, you tell them, all who are left in Dwaraka, tell them that due to the quarrel among the Yadavas, all who have dead and gone, their destruction, and also tell them about Balram's disappearance. Inform them everything what has happened here. Dwarakayam chanasteyam bhavad bishcha subhantubhi mayatyaktvam yaduburim samudra plavayishyati. And you shouldn't not live in Dwaraka anymore, because I have left Dwaraka. Once I have left Dwaraka, and the sea will pull Dwaraka underneath the water. It will go underneath the water. Swam swam parigraham sarve adaya pidara ochana arjunena vida sarva indraprastham gamishyada. Everybody should leave Dwaraka, and Arjuna should take care of everybody, and you should all together go to Indraprastham. Tum tum adharma mastaya jnana nishtam upekshaka manmaya rasana medam vijnaya opashamam vracham. And you also, tum tum adharma mastaya, that this Bhagavata dharma what I have spoken, jnana nishtam upekshaka, be established in the truth and don't get attached to anything, and know very well that all this is happening is due to the Yogamaya Vilasam. Man Maya Rajana Meda Vitya Yoga Shamam Vraja. This everything is Krishna's, what we are experiencing. Krishna says, know that it is Krishna's Maya. That is what is working in this world. Very difficult to give an explanation to this world otherwise, isn't it? So that's why he's saying, Tum Tum Dharma Mastaya Jnana Nishtam Upekshaka Man Maya Rajana Medam Vitya Yoga Shamam Vraja. And be established in that knowledge and don't get too much disturbed over that. And upashamam. Upashamam means we feel peaceful inside, shandi inside. Ityuktastam parikramya namaskritya puna puna talpado shirishni upadhaya durmana prayaya upirim. When Krishna spoke like this to his charioteer, Daruga again and again circumambulated Krishna and paid his obeisances to him, and thinking about Krishna's lotus feet, he went back to Dwaraka. With that, Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane, Ekadashaskande, Trimshatamodhyaya, Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam, Govinda Govinda. Now, the last chapter in Ekadasham. Shri Shuka Uvacham, Atatatragamad Brahma Bhava Anyaja Samam Bhava, Mahendra Pramukha Deva Munaya Saprajeshwara, Pitara Siddha Gandharva Vidyadhara Mahoraga, Charana Yaksharakshamsi Kinnara Apsarasodvija, Drashtugama Bhagavadu Niryanam Paramol Suga, Gayandascha Granandascha Shaurya Karmani Janmaja, Vavrushu Pushpavarshani Imana Avilibhir Nabha, Kurvanda Sangulam Rajan Bhaktya Paramayayuda. Then at this time, Krishna is alone there. Lord Brahma arrived there. And then Lord Shiva came with Sri Parvati. Parvati Devi and Lord Shiva also arrived there. Indra and all other devadas from the higher planets, they arrived there. All the rishis like Sananga, Sananda, Sanat Kumara, Sanatana Maharshi, they all of them, the four Kumaras, and all the other rishis, great personalities, great rishis, they also arrived there. Mariji Atri Angirasse Pulastim Pulaha Kradu Bragu Vasishta Daksha Narada Maharshi, they all arrived there. Prajapatis have all arrived there. All the Pitudevadas arrived there. Siddhas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, and Charanas, they all arrived there. Apsaras all arrived there. All the great birds, Pakshishrashtas, they have arrived there. They all wanted to see, they all knew that Krishna is leaving. They wanted to see that departure. They all came there. And they, remaining in the sky, they glorified Krishna from there and sung songs about Krishna's appearance and different pastimes, and they occupied the whole sky, and from there they showered flowers on Krishna, from there, all these great personalities. Then, Bhagavan Pidamaham Vikshya Vibhudi Altmano Vibhu Samyo Jaltmani Chaltmanam Paltmanetre Nemilayet. That Krishna looked at Brahma and all other devadas who are present there. After all, who are they? They are also Krishna's expansions, isn't it? Krishna's vibhuti they are. If you look into Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad, you will see they are all Krishna's vibhuti. Krishna's vibhuti means Krishna's opulences. In other words, they are Krishna's opulences. All these great personalities, Brahma, Shiva, Sri Parvati, they are all Krishna's opulences. They are. And all Indra and other devadas, rishis, everybody is Krishna's opulences, in other words. Seeing all that, Krishna, samyojyam altmani chaltmanam paltmanetre nimilayet. That sitting in that yogic position, Krishna absorbed himself into his source, Brahma. Samyojyam altmani chaltmanam. Altma is Brahma, became one with Brahmam. Brahmam has come in that form, it has gone back to Brahmam again. Samyo jalpani chalpmanam patmanetre nemilayat. Closed his eyes. Closed his lotus eyes. Patmanetre nemilayat. Lokha viramam sudanim dharana dhyanamangalam yoga dharanaya agneya adhagdva dhama vishal swakam. Then that form of Krishna, human form, what he has exhibited here, which is taken by the yogis for dharana, dhyanam, and which is auspicious, that form, for the yoga, yogis use that form for their meditations. Is it not? That form, based on the yoga system, yoga process, instead of burning that body through fire, without destroying that body, Krishna went back to the abode, his own abode. That's all Bhagavatam says, not more than that. We don't have such precise information on all these things. Why is it like that? Why is it? That question will come, isn't it? People have all kinds of questions they are asking. And that is what we have to understand, why it is so. You see, when Puranams were written, the intention was that you have to learn to take what is necessary for yourself. That is the important principle. Like, Tattvam is important. That is why Shukabrahmashi spoke all these things. He is not speaking history. He is speaking the process of self-realization. That is his topic. His topic is process of self-realization. But because we are not, we don't have the taste for that process, it has to be spoken in such a way that bringing up all these less significant and less important things. So you need to know how to segregate what you need and what you don't need. These are details. How Krishna left this world. Where did he go? What happened to him? Our mind will go in that direction, isn't it? That's natural. Like we inquire all the time about how did that happen? How did this happen? Where did it happen? When did it happen? How did it happen? That is not spiritual inquiry. Spiritual inquiry is, what is that favorable for me from all these, what has been spoken in the 18,000 verses? What is that helping me to know my identity, who I am? That is the substance, what is to be extracted from Bhagavatam. That is why Shukabrahmashi won't give enough detail all this. It's not significant, it's not important as far as he is concerned. It's not important for him. And for us, that is more important. That's the problem. Because we are trying to judge the book. We are trying to understand, is it all correct? Why there is no precise information? He could have written a little bit more in detail about that. This is how our mind will go. Rishi's mind don't go like that. Rishis know this, that we have given you what you need to know, plus to keep your interest in the subject, we have made it as a Puranam and given it to you. Bhagavata Puranam. So Puranam's purpose is like that. Puranam, don't ask questions in Puranam. There are so many things you can ask questions, you won't get an answer. Even if you get an answer, it will be in another Puranam in a different way. So rather than having, so that is why when you see in the big universities and all, they are doing research into Puranam. If you get to start doing research into Puranam, you won't get anywhere. Because Puranams are written like that. The intention is not to give you this. Our nature, due to the way we are, we want details, everything, isn't it? And these details don't help me anyway, or anybody for that matter. It doesn't help. What I need to know, what is that Vedavyasa Maharshi is trying to convey through this Bhagavatam to us? Is it not? That is where our focus should be. That's why generally Ekadasham, when we talked about, these things are not spoken in depth. It's just spoken the verses and the meaning, what it conveys. That's all. And beyond that, there is no significance to it as far as the spiritual understanding is concerned. More important is, Ekadasham is the Tatraya Gita, Bhikshu Gita, Aila Gita. That will elevate us in the spiritual path by absorbing them. Or Hamsa Gita, things like that. Or Krishna's instructions to Uddhava, all those things, isn't it? So similarly in Bhagavatam, everywhere, that is why we have in Bhagavatam, Katha is there, Stuti is there, Upadesham is there. Upadesham is given the highest importance, because it is Upadesham that you have to take inside and change it. These are all just details. Whether you take it or not, doesn't matter. It won't make any difference. This is Katha it is. Stuti, through Stuti, Sri Shukabrahmashi has brought about the specific realization of the individuals who have done that Stuti. For example, Kunti Devi, Bhishma, Akrura, and Brahma's Prahlada. The specific individuals, how in their own spiritual life, how they related to Krishna. What they had to say to Krishna. That is that Stuti. But higher than the Katha and Stuti is the direct instruction, like Krishna does that to Uddhava, Upadesham, direct instructions. Similarly, you will find other Upadesham also for Kumaras, Sanat Kumara Maharshi instructing Pridhu in the Bhagavatam. Another important instructions. You will find like this in several places, so many Upadeshams, so many studies and so many katha also. Katha is necessary because katha gives the whole framework, everything, where things have happened. But in katha, you should not hold on to simply katha and thinking everything is katha. It becomes katha only at the end. It won't go further. Train won't go further than that. It should go through the studi, it gets to upadesham. Upadesham should go inside and change. So then what happened?
Bhagavan pitamaham viksha vibhudi atmano vibhu samyojyatmani chalpmanam palpanetre nyamilayal.
That Bhagavan Krishna has saw the Brahma and his own vibhudi, Indra and other devadas who have come there, and he dissolved himself into the, as though he is in a samadhi state, he closed his eyes.
Lokabhiramam sodanam dharana dhyanamangalam yoga dharanaya agneya athakdva dhvama vishal swakam.
That he did not burn the body like Sri Parvati did with her body. Remember, after in the Daksha sacrifice, Sri Parvati sat in the yoga position and burned her own body into ashes. They can do that because of their perfection in the yoga. So Krishna didn't do that. Without doing that, Krishna has disappeared. But that disappearance, you can see how he explains that.
Dividundubayo nedu pedu sumanasaschakad satyam dharmo dridir bhume kirti shri shanitam yayu.
That satyam dharmam, truthfulness, religious principles, dhairyam, shri, kirti, all these great qualities also left this world with Krishna's disappearance.
Devadayo brahma mukhyana vishandam sodhamani avijnada gadim Krishna dadrushaschadi vismitaha.
Then Lord Brahma and others have invited Krishna to come to their abode before leaving this universe, before going away from here. But they couldn't see how Krishna was disappearing. It was like a lightning. Krishna's disappearance was a lightning. Lightning is like this. It will appear sometime here and then disappear. And then somewhere else it will appear and disappear. In that way, Krishna left. Here and there, they saw Krishna's form and then the whole form disappeared. They couldn't see him anymore.
Saudamanya yatha akashe yandya hitu abhramandalam gadirna lakshade martir tatha krishnasya devate.
Then when they looked at the clouds, what they could see was that exactly like a lightning, form was going away. Krishna's form was a lightning. And sometimes they saw, sometimes they didn't see. Similarly, Krishna's disappearance, nobody has seen completely. And what happened?
Brahma Rudra Adayastayetu Drishtva Yoga Gadim Hare Vismida Stam Prashamsanda Swam Swam Lokam Yayustada.
That Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all of them, they couldn't do anything. They just glorified Krishna and they went back to their own abode.
Rajan Parasya Tanubrajjanana Peyeha Maya Vidambanam Avehiyatha Natasya Srishtu Alpanedam Anivishya Vihritya Chande Samhritya Jalpam Ahimo Paradas Samaste.
Then this appearance of Krishna among the Yadavas and his disappearance, Shuka Brahmarshi says, understand that it is nothing but a performance by Maya. Yoga Maya Vilasam.
Rajan Parasya Tanubhu Jananapeha Maya Vidambanam Avehi Yatha Natasya.
Like an actor comes in the stage, does his role, and he goes away from here. Similarly, Krishna's arrival in this world among the Yadavas and all the activities what he has done and his disappearance is similar to that. Understand it that way, he says.
Maya Vidambanam Avehi Yatha Natasya Srishtu Alpanedam Anivishya Vihritya Chande Samhrityam Alpa Mahimo Bharatasa Aste.
That means that you can see that He has created, Krishna created all these things, isn't it? Not one universe, millions and millions of universes. And what did he do? He entered into every living being as Antaryami inside, to all the living beings, isn't it? Then he played his role here and then he disappeared. So when you see Krishna, understand Krishna Tattvam properly, there is only Krishna here, there is nothing else. Krishna has entered into all these living entities inside the heart as Antaryami, and he created this whole creation. Is the only person who is present in everything is Krishna here. So that is Krishna's yoga maya. In a similar way, do not get carried away by that form alone, what has disappeared from here. And he creates all these whole universes, whole creation, he creates that. He enters into that in different forms and different dresses, and he comes here, and then he plays for some time, and ultimately he destroys everything and he remains aloof from everything. Aloof from everything. The only thing is that Krishna is trying to, Shiva Brahmashri is making us aware, only Krishna exists. Nothing else exists here. It's a, that to bring us back into that understanding that this, what we perceive, we, for us now, what do we see? We see the world, we see so many people, we see so many living entities here. But actually, that is not a proper vision. Proper vision is to see that there is only Krishna here in all the bodies present here. That is only truth behind it. Everything else is false. That understanding. So, Martyena yo guru sadam yamaloka nidam tvam chanaya charana charana dapparama astra bhagdham jigyendagandaga Abhisham asavanisham kim suavani suranayam mrgayum sadeham. Then, while here, Krishna was here, he goes and brings his spiritual master's son from the, he goes and brings him back from the higher planets, isn't it? And from Yamadharma Raja's planet, he brings him back. Similarly, he protected you, Shiva Brahmashri says to Parikshit. When Ashwathama fired the Brahmastram towards you, he protected you. You were almost finished. You were burned into ashes. But he has brought you back to life again. And he fought with Lord Shiva and showed his authority there also with Lord Shiva. And then finally, he sent back this Jara, the hunter, back to the heavenly planets. Do you think that he has any problem in protecting you? Shiva Brahmarshi says to Parikshit. Why do you think that he cannot protect you, who has done all these things? Sandivani Maharshi's son died, and how many years after that this incident happened? Sandivani Maharshi's son died long ago. And then Krishna goes as a student there. And when asked for Guru Dakshina, Sandivani Maharshi's wife said to him that we would like to have our son back. Krishna goes and brings him back. Somebody who died long, long ago. Not yesterday or day before. Many, many years before he left. He goes and bring him back from the higher planets, isn't it? So, one who can do all these things, why do you think that he cannot protect you? He says to Parikshit, Parikshit the last time, that the tadha pashesesha sthiti sambhava apyaye ananya hedurya dashesha shakti drak naichal pranedam bhavuratra sheshidam martyenakim sustagadim pradarshayan. Even though it is like that, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Behind the creation, behind the maintenance, behind the destruction or dissolution also. And he has all the power in him. But in order to show to us that this body is not particularly useful in any way. To show to us, he says, that Naichal Pranedam Vapuratra Sheshidam Martyenakim Sustagadim Pradarshayan. See that last two lines. He says, even though the things are like this, that in order to show to those who are looking for spiritual realization, self-realization, to show to them importance of the self and the proper journey back to the spiritual world after leaving this body here. In order to show to us, Krishna decided to go in that direction. That, ya edam pradaruthayam, Krishna sevadavim param prayadakirtayel bhaktya, tame vapnotyanuttamam. That one who, Shuga Brahmashi says, that one who thinks about this Krishna's return back to the abode, and one who thinks about this, glorifies this, he will also derive that a journey back in the same way at the end. Then, Dharugo Dwaragameti Vasudeva Ugrasenayo Paditva Charanamastet Nishinjal Krishna Vichuda. Dharuga, after hearing about this, came to Dwaraga and goes to Vasudeva and Ugrasena and fell at their feet and started crying after Krishna's departure. Kathayam asa nidhanam vrishninam krishna sho nrupa tat shrutvo udvigna hridaya jana shoka vimurchita. At that time, Dharuga informed them all what has happened to the Yadavas, and all the people who were remaining in Dwaraka, they became very unhappy with everything what has happened. Such a happy life they had in Dwaraka, it has come to an end, practically. It has come to an end. Tatrasma Turida Jagmu Krishna Vishlesha Vikhula Vesava Sherde Yatra Jnadayo Gnandam Ananam. That some people who are older people who are present there, that they were very distressed by all what has happened, and they decided to come and visit these places where everybody left their body. Devagi Rohini Chaiva Vasudevastatha Sudhav Krishna Ramava Pashyanda Shoka Artha Vijahu Smritim. Devagi Rohini Vasudev, and they also felt unconscious. They felt lost their consciousness because thinking about what has happened to Balaram, what has happened to Krishna, they couldn't see them anymore. They've gone away. And they felt totally in distress. Pranamscha vijahustatra bhagavad virahatura ubaguhya padim stata chida mariruhu striya. Because of separation from Krishna, they lost their life, gave up their life, and the women also, they embraced their husbands, jumped into the fire, and they also gave up their body. Rama Bhatnyascha Taddeham Ubavukhya Agnim Avishan Vasudeva Bhatnyastad Gatram Pradyum Nadin Hare Snusha Krishna Bhatnyo Vishakdagnim Rukmin Nyadas Tadalmiya. Balaram's wife, they jumped into the fire and gave up the body. Vasudeva's wife also embraced him, and Krishna's sons, their wives, Putra Bharyas, they also embraced Pradyumna and others, and they also entered into the fire, gave up their body. And again, Krishna's wives, Rukmini and others, they also jumped into the fire and left the body. Arjuna prayasa sakhyu, Krishnasya virahadura, Altmanam sandvaya masa, Krishna gidei saduktivi. Arjuna also felt very disappointed. Krishna has gone. And only way, Altmanam sandvaya masa, Krishna gidei saduktivi. Only he was able to find some peace inside through Bhagavad Gita. The instructions Krishna has left. What is this teaching us? That instructions are the important bit. Important thing. Because everything else has a beginning and an end. The instructions remain forever. And that Arjuna was feeling that misery after Krishna's departure. How he felt. The best friend had gone. He felt the life empty in this world. So, Arjuna prayasa sakyu krishnasya virahadura almanam sandvayamasa. But when he reflected on Bhagavad Gita, which was given to him by Krishna. When he reflected on that, Krishna Gita Saduktibi, all the knowledge appeared in him inside. With the arrival of the knowledge, he felt free from that misery. This is what knowledge does, isn't it? Knowledge is the one which takes away that ajnanam. Because hankering, lamentation, misery, distress, these are all symptoms of ignorance in a person. And if there is proper knowledge, he will not feel that. You shouldn't feel it. That's the way it is. If you are feeling misery, distress, and lamentation, hankering, desire, all these are symptoms of ajnanam inside. Bhagavad Gita removes that, and that is what has happened to Arjuna.
Bandhunam nashta gotranam Arjuna sambarayikam hatanam karayamasa yadavadana purvasha.
So, Arjuna did all the rituals what was necessary for all those who have left this world.
Dwarakam harina tektum samudro plavayakshanat vajayitva maharaja shrimad bhagavadalayam.
And except Krishna's particular abode in Dwaraka, where he stayed, remaining part of the Dwaraka, very quickly the ocean took over, brought it underneath the water.
Nityam sannihidastatra Bhagavan Madhusudana smritya ashesha ashubhaharam sarva mangala mangalam.
Krishna is permanently present in that place where he lived there. And simply by remembering Dwaraka, one can remove all the inauspicious things from inside, and it is very auspicious for anyone.
Sri Bala Vruddhanadaya Hadasheshan Dhananjaya Indra Prastham Samavesha Vajram Tatrabhya Shechayat.
That those women and children who were not dead, Arjuna took them and took them to Indraprastham and established Vajranabha as the king there.
Shutva Suhurdudam Rajana Arjunate Pidamaha Tuam Tu Amshadaram Krutva Jagmu Sarve Mahapatham.
That Shobramashi says to Parikshit that your ancestors, they have heard from Arjuna about the destruction of, about disappearance of Krishna, Balaram and all the other Yadavas from here. When they heard that, they installed you as the king and went into Mahaprasthanam. Pandavas Mahaprasthanam. When Pandavas went back into the Himalayas to leave this world. That what is in the first canto, that is being reminded again here.
Ya eda deva krishnasya vishno karmani janmaja kirtaya shraddhaya martya sarva babai pramuchyate.
Krishna's appearance, Krishna's pastimes, one who glorifies them and hears them again and again, he gets released from all the sarva babai pramuchyate, gets released from all the sinful reactions.
Itam harir bhagavato rujiravadaram viryani balacharidani ja shandamani anyatra cheha Chashudani granan manushyo bhaktim param paramaham sagadau labheda.
One who hears Krishna's appearance and all his
harer bhagavado rujiravat avatara viryani balacharidani,
childhood pastimes, specifically mentioned there. Childhood pastimes. And
anyatra cheha chashudani granan manushyo.
And all the other pastimes also. One who hears that, what will happen to him? Bhaktim param paramahamsagadau labheda. One who glorifies them with bhakti and one who hears them with bhakti, he will eventually reach the same state as paramahamsas. Paramahamsagadau labheda. They will achieve that state of paramahamsas.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Ekadashaskande Ekatrimshatamo Dhyaya Samaptam Ekadashaskandaha.
Ekadashaskandam finishes there. Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So, practically we have gone through Ekadasham for so many years and we will not be discussing Ekadasham very much now. We won't have the time. So, whatever we have spoken and whatever we have understood, whatever benefit you have got from that, that is something to think about again, because in Ekadasha Skandam Krishna has finally before leaving this world, what he had to say to this world, like he spoke to Uddhav Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has spoken something even more than in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who are benefited from Bhagavad Gita, they will find great delight in studying this Ekadasha Skanda. If you look into the Prachodhyavaya Chaparam Samagal Sodhama, you will see the last line in the ninth canto. When Shuka Brahmarshi summarized Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th and 11th canto, and mentioned this to Parikshit, in few verses, he summarized 10th and 11th, just to check whether Parikshit had further desire to hear about Krishna. So, when he finished that, how he put that to Parikshit was, after appearing in Gokulam and conducting these pastimes in Vrindavanam, Madhura and Dwaraka, and at the end, Prochya Uddhavaya cha Param, spoke to Uddhava the highest nature of the highest truth, nature of the absolute truth. Prochya Uddhavaya cha Param. Param, Param means the supreme truth, was revealed to Uddhava. Then Prochya Uddhavaya cha Param Samagal Sodhama. After that, went back to his abode. He finishes like that. You will see Prabhupada mentions also there that this truth that is spoken in Ekadasham is even in higher than in the Bhagavad Gita. What is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita? Even higher than that, Prochya Uddhavaya cha Param, Param truth, Param Satyam. What is not even discussed in the Bhagavad Gita is discussed in that Ekadasham. So that is why from Bhagavad Gita you move on to Ekadasham, and Ekadasham will complete that Brahmavidya, whatever that has to be learned from here. So we will stop there now. We'll have a little bit kirtan, then have prasadam, and then we'll continue with Brahmastuti. That is the 14th chapter in the 10th canto, next weekend. Dinadayal Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.